Alright, cat. Absolutely. I mean, two earned runs only. It was the best performance we saw out of a Colt 45's pitcher in the series against the Rosebuds. So we're expecting a strong outing from him today here as the Colt 45's face off against TKB Baseball. Now, folks, we are about to rise. Today's colors are presented by the Reading Rodeo Association. And on the mic for the national anthem is going to be Summer Chappelle Muncy, who actually appeared in 2015 on the hit NBC series The Voice. Some are now heading out to the mound to begin her rendition. Here it is. Just a tremendous rendition there from, again, Summer Chappelle Muncy as the Reading Rodeo Association goes ahead and is marching those colors off of the field. Jacob, we were getting into what we expect from Eric Winchester on the mound from the Colt 45s. Now, do we know a whole lot about this TKB team that we're facing off against tonight?
We do not, but they look to have a star-studded lineup. Lots of kids from high school that are already committed to universities from everywhere from Hawaii to the Midwest to even in and around the Bay Area where they are rooted in.
Absolutely. So a few unknowns as we head into this game, but I got to say I've never seen a boring Colt 45's baseball game, except for maybe once. But, yeah, it should be an exciting one as we're having an umpires meeting out at the plate right now. Looks like we're just missing the Colt 45's manager. Or maybe he's already fulfilled his duties and TKB manager is just having an extra chat. Looks like they're looking down the left field line. Maybe have some questions. Anyways, Jacob, what do you think we'll see out of the Colt 45's lineup tonight? I know we don't know a whole lot about who's going to be starting on the mound for TKB, but as I'm looking out there, I can see it's going to be number 9, Trey Silva, a tall right-hander from the looks of it. I mean, I got to say, so far, these Colt 45s against right-handed pitchers have been pretty locked down.
Yeah, I was going to say, the Colt 45s this year, from what we've seen just at home in 3 games, right-handed pitchers, they've loved hitting off of them. They have a team batting average of .342. And tonight, they're throwing a little different of a lineup out there. One major change is the Vila-Braxton-Riley 1-2 punch is not there. Braxton Riley finds himself toward the end of the lineup, but try to make a difference when they turn over that lineup and see what Braxton Riley can do to help Vila in that leadoff position.
Yeah, and I'm actually a little bit curious about that kind of lineup decision. What do you think about them moving Braxton Riley from that number 2 slot all the way down to number 8 when he's batting .333? He's got 5 hits and 15 at-bats and a few stolen bases, and we know he's a speed threat. So what do you make of that?
I think it puts an on-base threat and a stolen bases threat at the bottom of the lineup, which, and we've seen it in those first three games. When there's a little bit of speed on the base paths, pitchers tend to be a little bit more unraveled, and the Colt 45's offense has been eating that up and really popping off against it. That's when they tend to get their hits.
Absolutely, and you're absolutely right. Dusty Vila, he's a quick guy up there at the top of the lineup. Then you've got Calder and Serrano, who will be playing shortstop. Sorry, I apologize, third base tonight. He's got some speed on him as well, hitting there in that middle of the lineup. And then Riley down there at the end definitely provides them some speed threats all throughout the lineup instead of just kind of loading them up there at the top. So let's see if that works out for him tonight. Folks, we're going to go ahead and give you these lineups. First, for TKB, we've got Jackson Parmenter leading off, number 14. He'll be playing right field. After him will be Micah Cervantes in the number 2 spot. He'll be playing shortstop. It'll be Nathan Davison hitting third, and he'll be playing left field. After that will be Dominic Nakagawa. He'll be playing third base, batting fourth. In that number 5 spot is going to be Noel Aquino. He'll be the designated hitter tonight. After that will be Kyle Dyer. He will be behind the plate for TKB tonight, batting 6th. 7th will be JoJo Keldson, and he will be playing 2nd base. 8th will be the first baseman, Zach Armenta. And finally, that 2nd leadoff position will be Dez Littell, and he'll be playing center field. As we already said, it'll be Trey Silva on the mound for TKB, a tall right-handed pitcher. For the Gold 45s, familiar face Dusty Vila leading off once again for him. He'll be playing 2nd base as he has the past 3 games. It'll be Julio Camarena playing shortstop once again. Then it'll be Griffith Fenn playing right field in that number 3 spot. Batting cleanup will be Kyle Norton. He'll be playing first base tonight. Carlos Camarena will be behind the plate for the Colt 45s. He'll be batting 5th. 6th will be Jose Calderon Serrano, who is going to be playing 3rd base tonight for the Colt 45s. Then it'll be Alexander. Sorry, I apologize. That is Reed Alexander. He's going to be in that designated hitter slot, and he'll be batting 7th. After him will be Braxton Riley, as we mentioned already. He'll be playing center field once again. And then Mason Kassenkamp, who has found himself at the bottom of the lineup for the past few games, is there once again, batting 9th, and he'll be playing left field. And once again, folks, we mentioned this already, but it'll be Eric Winchester, number 25, on the mound. So now we're having an actual plate meeting with all of the coaches, all the umpires. They still seem to be looking down that third baseline. What do you think they're looking at, Jacob? I can't tell.
I guess they're trying to read the dimensions out there, which does say 320, but nothing seems to be happening down there other than them just pointing and looking. I guess even Winch has concluded his warm-up tosses down there. He's not even in the bullpen. But something to consider tonight is Mason Kassenkamp was the battery with Winch last start, and tonight it's going to be Camarena, who came in to relieve Kassenkamp of his catching duties right after Winch was actually taken out. So a little bit of a stronger arm there to catch Winch. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, absolutely. And Carlos Camarena, he has a fielding percentage of 1,000 right now with 8 putouts, as our first pitch hero is coming out onto the mound. Throwing out the first pitch tonight is going to be Ted Bambino, president-elect of the Reading Rodeo Association, as he throws one in there. And looks like we're going to go ahead and get started here as the Colt 45s get ready to take their positions. But as you said, Jacob, on the topic of Carlos Camarena, really strong arm behind the plate there for Winchester. also has some great blocking abilities, as we saw late in last game. So we'll see if he can keep that up here. And we'll see if he kind of stays in that number two slot for the entire game.
And you just heard it, the Colt 45 has taken the field, donning their yellow jerseys. Very much trademark of Redding, in a sense. But, yeah, the different catcher behind the dish. A little bit more of a bigger body than Mason Cassingham, who Cassingham also plays left field, so he's quick. Don't get me wrong, but behind the plate versus patrolling that left field where it is 320 down the line, very different. But having Camarena behind the dish, who is a little bit more of a better blocker from what we've seen, and a stronger arm, should instill a lot more confidence in Winch. And Camarena seems to be a little bit of an older guy than Cassingham.
Absolutely. Now Winchester out on the mound, delivering a few warm-up pitches. He's looking really strong out there already. He got some good velo going. Let's talk a little bit about Griffith Fenn, the right fielder. He is currently leading the Colt 45s in batting average and doubles. He's got four doubles already in just three games, and he's hitting a whopping .615 in those three games as well. Eight hits in 13 at-bats. He's also picked up a walk, and he's got six RBIs. So definitely a dangerous guy at the plate. I would not want to face off against him in that number three spot. But Winchester now looks like he's going to be delivering the last few pitches of this warm-up routine as the umpire signals for the batter to start heading over.
Griffith Fenn in that three spot is going to do great things for this Colt 45's lineup the whole season. He is an on-base machine, and you just said he's batting 600-plus in 13 at-bats with a walk. You love to see that from your three-hitter, especially early in the season.
Absolutely. We're definitely excited to see what kind of production he gives to Colt 45s throughout the rest of the season. He's been fantastic already. So the catcher, Camarena, will deliver his warm-up throw down to second, and it's going to be Jackson Parmenter, tall right-handed batter. He's playing right field tonight, and he'll step into that box as Winchester gets ready to go. Now Winchester brushing off the rubber a little bit before he steps on. He'll look down and take his sign from Camarena. Here comes the first pitch of the ball game. Low fastball. A little too low. It'll be ball one to Parmenter.
That first pitch comes at 7:17 on a beautiful night for baseball here at Tiger Field. It's about 90-plus, but most of the crowd's shaded.
Now the 1-0 pitch. Swung on and missed. Blew the fastball right by him this time. And Parmenter looked like he wanted to knock that one out of the park, but couldn't catch up to it, so it'll move to a ball and a strike. So Parmenter steps in there. He's really crowding that plate. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Another fastball. Swung on and missed. Strike two. And already Winchester dominating this leadoff batter with that really, really good velocity. Now Parmenter steps back into the plate. Here's the 1-2 pitch. It's going to be lined on a one hop to the second baseman, Vila, who will throw cleanly over to first for out number one. Nice play there from Vila. That was a little bit of a tough hop. It was a line drive, but it dropped the last second and kind of took a tough bounce on him, but he was able to glove it, toss it on over to the first baseman, Norton, for the first out of the game. So it'll be Micah Cervantes, the small left-handed batter. He'll be playing shortstop tonight for TKB as he steps into the box. Here's the pitch. It's going to be a high fastball. Now, Winchester working with a bit smaller of a strike zone, Jacob.
Yeah, we don't have a roster for TKB, but my best guess is 5'3", 5'4", somewhere in there.
I would give him maybe 5'5". You know, everybody always looks a little bit shorter on the field when we're up in. Yeah, definitely a lot shorter than the average Colt player as he fouls one back off behind the stands.
And catcher one standing at 6'0" does not help him look any taller, but we'll
absolutely
see how good he is
not
out there at shortstop in the later half.
This one's going to be bounced over to the shortstop, Camarena, who guns it over to first for out number two. A nice play there from Camarena. That's Julio Camarena, brother of the catcher Camarena. He waited back on the slow hop from Cervantes, gloved it, and then rocketed over to the first baseman, Norton, for out number two. So quickly, Winchester getting two outs here in the top of the first inning, and that'll bring up Nathan Davison, the left fielder, number 18. And this guy is a tall right-hander. So we're just alternating heights, I guess, with this lineup as Winchester gets set and delivers here. Changeup in there for strike one. That was a nice pitch. Fooled Davison. He didn't really know what to expect there as Winchester goes up. No one count. Now the pitch. Swung on and grounded sharply to the second baseman, Vila. He'll glove it over to first for out number three. So quick three outs for Eric Winchester. Gets him out of the inning in a hurry, and that'll bring us to the bottom of the first inning as TKB heads out onto the field. Remember, folks, tonight's Reading Colt 45's baseball game on KCNR is brought to you by Cascade Curations in downtown Reading. They are a unique destination location for local art, music, and clothing, featuring upcycled and upscaled thrift, musical instruments, unique art, and more. Cascade Curations in the Foundry Square next to the dip.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the
I'm Scott Schaffner, proud member of Reading West Rotary. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 17th annual Taste of Reading 2024, Sunday, June 9th, from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Bartosz, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Ashley Black. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 17th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 9th, at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
Hello, fans, and welcome to Tiger Field in Reading, California. Tonight's Reading 45 based on KCNR by Cascade Church in downtown Reading. Dusty Field leading things off for the Colt 45s. As the bat is grounded over to first, and Field is going to lose the race to first base with the pitcher. Is flipped over there by the first baseman, right, as we welcome you back here. We're scoreless in the top, bottom half of the first with one out.
Yeah, Jacob, an interesting play there. Dusty Vila, first pitch, inside fastball, really tried to muscle that one out, but it just got him on the inside, snapped the bat nearly in half as a weak ground ball went over to that first baseman, Zach Armenta, who fielded it and threw it over to the pitcher, Trey Silva, who was covering. Nice defensive play there to maintain that focus from the first baseman, Armenta, but an unfortunate turn of events for the 45s.
As Silva comes set and delivers second pitch of the inning, that one's going to be called a strike on the lower inside corner. Great pitch there by Silva. And, yeah, you said a little great play by Silva to rush off the pitcher's mound. He's going to come set and deliver. That one's going to be in there for a strike as well. Now in an 0-2 hole is the shortstop, Julio Camarena, who had a nice play in the top half of the inning to get the second out for the tall right-hander, Eric Winchester. Comes set. Here's the delivery. Just off the outside edge. It's ball number one.
And Camarena only played in one game so far out of three games that the Colt 45s have played, but he went 2-for-4 in that game with a double, so definitely not unreasonable to expect big things from him tonight.
1-2 pitch is swung on and missed. Two down here for the Colt 45s as Griffith Fenn comes to the plate.
Yeah, and I got to say, Trey Silva, the guy out here on the mound, he's looking to give some trouble to the Colt 45s. I don't know if we've had this quick of a first two outs in a game in the bottom half of the inning as we've seen here tonight.
Yeah, he's only thrown five pitches, and already the Colt 45s have two outs. As he comes set and delivers, that's going to be low and outside for ball one. And Griffith Fenn, the hot hitter for the Colt 45s, up to bat from the left-hand batter's box, he's going to dig back in. as Trey Silva comes back, peers in, comes set, and delivers. This one's grounded to first and through the right side. That's another hit for Griffith Finn.
Yeah, and that was a hard hit, bouncing ball almost down the line straight towards the first baseman. Took a rough hop on him, and he couldn't get a glove on it. So a nice piece of hitting there from Griffith Fenn to keep the inning going. And Trey Silva, probably not too happy with his first baseman and how he played the ball on that one.
Probably not. That was Zach Armenta, who just couldn't quite make the play on it with a little in-between hop. As Kyle Norton, the first baseman for the Colt 45s, comes to the plate. Tall guy from the left side with Silva pitching out of the stretch. So he comes set and delivers. Griffith Finn takes off, and then a pitch out by the catcher, and that puts Griffith Finn back to first base as he chases him back. A little pitch out there. He could have thrown down to first and probably gotten the out. Griffith Finn was probably 10 feet off the bag, but we're going to get pitch number two here from Silva. As Finn takes off, the throw down to second is going to be in time. Griffith Finn caught stealing.
And a really phenomenal throw there from the catcher, Kyle Dyer. And that'll probably make the Colt 45s think twice the next time they want to send somebody there from first to second. You know, Griffith Fenn, a really quick guy, but a nice, nice throw from Kyle Dyer. Not only was the velocity absolutely there, but it was placed near perfect. So we'll see if they try to run on him tonight at all, but we're going to head into the top of the second inning. Remember, folks, Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location for local art, music, and clothing. They feature upcycled and upscale thrift, musical instruments, unique art, and more. So go pay them a visit in the Foundry Square next to the dip.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the
Tired of the long drive to the airport? Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead and travel the world with one connection with United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Reading Regional Airport is close to home, and you'll enjoy quick check-ins, ease, and convenience. Getting to where you're going is easy. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport nonstop to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Take the vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
Alrighty, welcome back to this broadcast of Reading Colt 45's baseball on KCNR. Remember, folks, tonight's Reading Colt 45's baseball game is brought to you by Cascade Curations in downtown Reading. You can find them in Foundry Square next to the dip. It's going to be Winchester back out on the mound. He put down three straight in the top of the first inning. He'll see if he can do it again as he faces off against the third baseman, Dominic Nicaragua. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be a fastball in there for strike one as Nakagawa, and I'm going to have trouble saying that name all night long, but I think it's Nakagawa, decides he doesn't want to swing. Here's the 0-1 pitch now. It's going to be a low fastball called strike two. Really nice framing job from the catcher, Camarena. That one looked like it was almost down in the dirt, but Camarena snapped that glove up and really made it appear as that ball was in the bottom of the strike zone. 0-2 pitch on the way. Here it is. High fastball this time, so it'll be a 1-2 count now as Winchester moving quickly here in the top of the second inning. Now Nakagawa is going to step back in. 1-2 delivery. Here it is. Outside off-speed pitch. Going to be ball two. So two balls and two strikes now to the big right-handed batter who now steps back in. All of these TKB players seem to really be crowding the plate tonight. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Outside fastball. This one is going to be ball three. So after two consecutive strikes to start off, Nakagawa, three consecutive balls now fill up the count as Winchester really looking to win this battle here. 3-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled over to the right side in the parking lot. That one will get a hold of a car. as a couple of fans scurry after it. And the count will remain full. Nice job from Nakagawa to battle that one off. And as we mentioned, the count will remain full. Winchester now coming set. Here's the pitch. Strike three called. Nice off-speed pitch. Looked like a breaking ball there from Winchester as he gets the called strike three. And Nakagawa knew it. He was walking back to the dugout the minute that ball hit the glove. So now it'll be number 27, the big right-handed designated hitter, stepping into the box. And we'll see if he can be the first one to do some damage here against Winchester. Here's the pitch. Strike one, fastball. Looks like it was right down the middle there, Jacob.
Beautiful pitch there by Winch. That fastball's been working all night. He's been mixing it with the changeup pretty well.
Now the 0-1 pitch. Here it comes. Off-speed, this one's going to be tapped straight down the middle, right back to Winchester. He gathers it and throws on over to first for out number two. So five straight outs for Winchester to start off this ball game. And I hope I didn't just jinx it, but it'll be number eight, Kyle Dyer, the catcher, coming up to the plate. Dyer had a phenomenal throw out to second, catching Griffith Fenn trying to steal last inning. See if he can put something up for the TKB ball team here. I don't even know what to call him. TKB? We're not sure what TKB stands for, folks. I'm not going to lie.
TKB Bay Area.
Who knows? Who knows? Nothing on their website says what their name means. So it'll be a 1-0 count. Here's the pitch to Dyer. That one is going to be up just a little bit for ball two. So the count moves to two balls and no strikes now. As Dyer steps back into the box. Winchester comes set. Here's the pitch. Little high once again. So a quick 3-0 count. And Winchester is just missing those spots by a little bit. If he can bring that fastball down just a tad, he should be right there in the strike zone. It'll be a 3-0 count to Dyer. Here's the pitch. Low, ball four. So Winchester allows his first base runner of the game here in the top of the second with two outs, and he's looking frustrated with himself. Now, here's a chance for him to show some resilience after getting those five straight outs, but now putting a runner on. It's going to be number 99, JoJo Keldson, the second baseman, coming up to the plate, and we'll see if Winch can recover here and get the third out of this inning. Dyer leading off of first. Here comes the pitch. High fastball, misses the strike zone again, and Winchester now just in these last two batters seems to be missing up with that fastball a little bit.
Yeah, he's had five straight balls here as he takes his cap off, kind of wipes his brow. And then wipes his hand clean, probably get a better grip. It is a hot one out here tonight, folks, as Winch comes set to deliver.
1-0 pitch on the way. Here it is. Swung on and tapped right in front of the plate. It's going to be a foul ball. It was right down the line. The catcher, Camarena, picked it up off of a little backspin, carried it over the line. So it'll be a foul ball, and the count will move to a ball and a strike for Keldson as he gets the sign from his third base coach. And now we'll step back into the box. Dyer looking over, taking the sign as well. And now he'll take his lead. Winchester looks down, gets his sign. Comes set. 1-1 delivery. Here it comes. Off-speed pitch just a little too high for ball two. So Winchester continues to miss just a little up in the zone as he searches for the third out of the top of the second inning. Now he'll look down and get his sign once again before coming set. And the 2-1 pitch on the way. Runner goes. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Throw down is in time for out number three. A nice throw there from Juan Carlos Camarena. We knew he's got an arm. They tried to test it with the catcher Dyer, but to no avail. As Camarena cuts him down to end this top half of the second inning. We'll head to the bottom of the second where the Colt 45s look to put up the first run of the ball game. Remember, folks, tonight's game is brought to you by Cascade Curations in downtown Reading. They're a unique destination location for local art, music, and clothing, featuring upcycled and upscale thrift, musical instruments, unique art, and more.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the Dip.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Second inning. It is scoreless after 1.5. Tonight's Reading Colts 45 baseball on KCNR is brought to you by Cascade Curations in downtown Reading. As we welcome the first baseman Kyle Norton back to the plate with a fresh count after that caught ceiling ended the Colts 45's chances in the bottom half of the first. Silva is going to come set and deliver the first pitch of the inning. That's right there on the outside corner for strike number one. Kyle Norton in his first start tonight will be batting cleanup. Tall left-handed hitter, Silva, peers in to get a sign, the delivery, here it is. That one's grounded right towards second, little chopper. It's going to be thrown over for the first out. Kyle Norton goes 4-3 on that one. That's going to welcome up Juan Carlos Camarena, the catcher.
Yeah, the Norton play. Put a good swing on that ball. Just a little on top of it, like you said, sent it bouncing to that second baseman, Keldson. Who made a nice play on it. Pretty much just a little cupcake of a ground ball right into the glove, about chest height. And he was able to make a pretty easy play on it as Carlos Camarena comes up to the plate.
And Silva comes set, delivers. Here it is. It's going to be right there for a strike, right through the heart. And, yeah, just beautiful play by the second baseman. It was absolutely pounded into the dirt by Kyle Norton and kind of a weird chopper to handle there. Silva comes... delivers with the second pitch. It's going to be fouled back to the screen. Camarena now in an 0-2 hole. Takes a little bit of a breather. He's going to bend down, get some dirt on his hands with that wooden bat, the trademark of Colt 45's baseball here.
Yeah,
Silva,
Carlos Camarena, 1-for-3 in two games with the Colt 45s.
Oh, an outside corner, ring him up, strike three called. Got him looking. Little backwards K there. Two gone now for the Colt 45s.
And that'll make him 1-for-4 on the season. So he'll look to battle back in his next at-bat. But it'll be Jose Calderon, the third baseman, who was at shortstop last game. He'll step into the box.
And they seem to be giving Zanny the night off for at least most of the night. Silva comes set and delivers. That one swung on and missed. Little inside there, tied him up. Couldn't catch up to it.
Yeah, and an interesting bit on Zanny. He's hitting .308 with a home run, so an interesting decision to bench him here as the pitch comes in, and it's going to be an off-speed on the inside corner for strike two.
And Serrano there, check swung on it. Couldn't quite commit to it, but called a strike regardless as 0-2 count now. Silva peering in. The delivery, here's the pitch. That one's grounded right toward first base and off the grass. It's going to go over the first baseman's head and into right field. That's going to be a single for Serrano.
Yeah, and that was a nice piece of contact for Calder and Serrano. Really hard hit ball into that first base, the right side gap. It looked like that first baseman, Armenta, was going to maybe have a play on it as he went lurching over. But as you said, it hit the lip of the infield grass and just launched right over his head. So no chance for him as Calderon gets on base with a nice single.
It'll be Silva pitching out of the stretch now as he throws one right through the heart of the strike zone for strike number one on Reed Alexander, the DH. And we'll have our first look maybe this inning at Braxton Riley, who's standing there in the on-deck circle right now. Serrano takes his lead from first. The delivery. That one's hit in the air towards right field, cutting away from the right field. It's going to land around first and around second. Oh, my goodness. We got runners at the corners as he rounds third. He's going to go all the way. The Reed Alexander rounded first and fell as Serrano was rounding second and went to slow up at third as the right fielder bobbled the ball and then threw the ball in late, and he actually ended up coming all the way around to score on that play as it was bobbled in right field by the TKB's right fielder, Jackson Parmenter.
Yeah, really nice hit there from Alexander. Took that fastball in the outside corner and went away with it. Drove it out there into the right field corner. Right fielder got there quick, but as you said, just bobbled it a little bit. Unfortunately, Alexander took a little snipe shot there at first as the pitch from Silva comes through for strike one. But, yeah, unfortunately, could have been a double with an RBI. Ends up just being a single with a runner from first scoring, so a very long single. But a great piece of hitting there from Reed Alexander.
Braxton Riley digs in now and grounds one slowly up to third base. Third baseman charging, throws over to first, is not going to be in time. And there's that speed at the bottom of the lineup, a little infield single for Braxton Riley. That'll move the runner up 90 feet. That's Reed Alexander now over there at second base after rounding first. As you said, took a little bit of a snipe shot. It looks like he slipped on the bag or on the grass as he went to round first. Didn't get the double, but he did get the RBI there.
And now a great job from Braxton Riley, just putting in all sorts of effort to beat out that throw at first. And he does so, and now instead of being the third out, he now puts the Colt 45s in a great position with runners on first and second, and Mason Cassingham up to the plate.
Digging in from the left side, he's going to take a strike on the outside corner. Low and right over the plate for strike number one. And that's that speed at the bottom of the lineup, doing a hard 90 there, putting TKB in a tough position. Now they got the infield back looking to get out of the inning and keep it a 1-0 ball game with the Colt 45s up here by one run. Silva out of the stretch. Peers in, checks the runners, checks them again, and delivers. It's going to be low for ball two. Cassingham takes, ball one, rather. 1-1 count. 1-1, two outs. Runners on first and second. That's Riley over there at first and Reed Alexander at second. They take their leads. Cassingham from the left side batter's box. Silva on the mound, peers in, checks the runners back, delivers. Here's the pitch. Just off the outside edge for ball two. 2-1 count here on Cassingham, the left fielder.
Cassingham hitting .455 and 11 at-bats this year. He's also got a double on the season as well. We'll see if he can do some more damage here in this 2-1 count.
The pitch. That's low for ball number three. 3-1 count here on Cassingham. And he's really done a great job of providing some depth at the bottom of the lineup right before they get to the top of the order with that 1-2 punch of Braxton Riley and Dusty Vila batting 1-2. Runners take their leads again. Silva peers in, gets a sign from his catcher, nods in agreement, checks the runners back. The delivery, here it is. It's going to be upstairs for ball four, and Cassingham's going to walk. That's going to load the bases for Dusty Vila, who has been an RBI machine this year, even though he's been at the top of the order.
Yeah, and Trey Silva now struggling a little bit with two outs. He had himself in a great spot. Unfortunately, now with two outs, has loaded up the bases and faces the top of this Colt 45's order. We know Dusty Vila is a real dangerous bat there at the plate. So his catcher, Kyle Dyer, goes out and tries to calm him down just a little bit, give him some confidence. Already down 1-0 here in the bottom of the second inning.
And Vila here digs in from the left side. He's got speed, so really anything hitting the infield is a chance to score a run here. Here's the pitch. This time not first pitch swinging, and his first at bat he grounded out 3-1. That was a ground ball to the second baseman who flipped it over to first. 3-1. First baseman to the pitcher, covering first, rather. It's 1-0 count now. Here's the pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. 1-1 now. That's just right through the heart. Looked like a changeup.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious. Silva not really looking to put anything over the plate here for Dusty Vila. That one just barely skimming the outside corner.
He comes set and delivers. That one's fouled back to the screen. Vila a little bit early on it. It's going to give him strike two. 1-2 count now. Again, bases loaded, two outs. TKB and Trey Silva out there on the mound looking to get out of the inning. Unscathed. After they've only given up one run, hopefully trying to keep it within reach. as Vila here looks to extend the lead. Silva peers in, gets a sign from his catcher, the delivery, here's the pitch. That's going to be upstairs for ball two. 2-2 count now. Great take there by Vila, laying off that high cheese. Vila here looking to give the Colt 45 some insurance as they're only up 1-0 in the bottom half of the second. Silva peering in, the delivery. Waved at by Vila. The ball's going to drop from the catcher who tags home for the force out. And TKB retires the side. It's 1-0 Colt 45s after two. Tonight's Reading Colt 45s baseball on KCNR is brought to you by Cascade Curations in downtown Reading. Cascade Curations, a unique destination location for local art, music, and clothing. Featured upcycled and upscale thrift, musical instruments, unique art, and more. Cascade Curations in the Foundry Square next to the dip.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the dip.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Folks, welcome back. Once again, I'm Austin White here with my colleague Jacob Green. It's going to be number 99, JoJo Kelston, up to the plate against Winchester for the first time. Kind of the second. He was up in the last inning, but didn't see a full at bat. His base runner was thrown out by Juan Carlos Camarena, the catcher. Either way, Winchester is going to throw a fastball high in the zone for ball one to Keldson as he steps back into the box. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Another high fastball. It'll be ball two. Colt 45s were able to score one last inning, but unfortunately left the bases loaded. Dusty Vila struck out to end the inning. And now they'll try to protect this one-run lead here in the top of the third. So, 2-0 count to Keldson as Winchester comes set, delivers fastball in there, blown right by Keldson. Big swing and a miss. He looked like he was trying to tear that one out of the ballpark, but can't catch up. So it'll be a 2-1 count. Here's the delivery. Swung on and missed once again. And Winchester throwing that fastball with some confidence now as Keldson has yet to prove that it will be ineffective. 2-2 pitch on the way. Fastball in there, strike three called. So after swinging at two fastballs, Keldson leaves one over the plate, and he'll pay for it as he walks back to the dugout. It'll be Zach Armenta, the first baseman, stepping into that left-handed batter's box for the first time against Winchester, and he'll look to put up the first hit of the night against Winch, who has been really just dominating out on the mound.
Yeah, he's been lights out. He's faced seven batters now as the eighth one comes to the plate. Take a ball on the inside. But two strikeouts already. Great job by Winch. He's been elevating that fastball, not getting them to chase, not getting the calls from the umpire. But as soon as he starts throwing it lower in the zone, he's getting them to chase, and they have not made contact yet.
Absolutely. 1-0 pitch on the way. That one's going to be in there for strike one. Nice fastball in the inside corner as Winch continues to dominate up there. And as you said, he's faced seven batters, now on the eighth, and only one of them was able to reach base, and then he was cut down trying to steal by Juan Carlos Camarena. as Winchester delivers another fastball swung on a miss for strike two. Now he'll look down, take his sign. 1-2 pitch on the way. This one swung on and missed, strike three. So two quick strikeouts here in the top of the third inning to start off TKB, as the bottom of the order, Des Littell, the center fielder, comes up to the plate, and he'll see if he can put up the first hit of the night for TKB baseball.
They've done a great job of trying to catch up to that heater, but right now for Winch, it's just working a little bit too well, and he's able to blow it past him.
Now the pitch to Littell. Fastball just misses the outside corner for ball one. So it'll be a 1-0 count. And folks, I'm just going to mention this. If you hear some sniffling in the mic tonight, I apologize. My allergies are going crazy. 1-0 delivery on the way. That one's going to be an off-speed pitch in there for strike one. So it'll be a 1-1 count. But I just can't seem to fend them off. So I will do my best. But you may hear some sniffles, maybe a couple coughs as well. 1-1 count. Here comes the pitch from Winchester. Low fastball called strike two. And Littell not too happy with that call.
There's that low zone we've kind of seen all night. Both catchers able to bring up and frame those low pitches from their pitchers.
So Winchester now with an opportunity to put down three straight. High fastball, ball two. So it'll be a 2-2 count now to Littell, as Winchester has just owned this TKB lineup through their first at-bats. Now he'll come set. 2-2 pitch on the way. Here it is. Swing and a miss. Strike three. High fastball. Blew it right by him as Winchester strikes out the side. We will head to the bottom of the fourth inning where the Colt 45s look to extend that one-run lead. Remember, folks, Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location for local art, music, and clothing. They feature upcycled and upscale thrift, musical instruments, unique art, and more. Give them a visit, Cascade Curations.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hello, fans, and welcome back. Tonight's Reading Colt 45's baseball on KCNR is brought to you by Cascade Curations in downtown Reading. It's going to be the shortstop, Julio Camarena, for the Colt 45's here in the bottom half of the third inning after Eric Winchester struck out the side in the top half. And for TKB Bay Area, it'll be Trey Silva back out there as he comes set and delivers the first pitch. It's going to be right in there on the inside corner for strike number one.
Yeah, and Silva got himself into a little bit of trouble last inning, was able to, or unfortunately gave up a run and then loaded the bases, but was able to do some damage control and get out of it as he comes set.
And delivers. That's going to be low for ball two. It was low and outside.
But we'll see if he can be a little bit more efficient in this inning, facing off against the heart of this Colt 45's order.
Camarena, the shortstop, and brother of the catcher, digging in from the right side. Slightly open stance as Silva comes set and delivers. Right on the outside corner, that's strike number two. A 1-2 count now on Camarena.
Yeah, and this umpire tonight has established a pretty large strike zone, which is good for a game like this. It's going to make the batters think about picking the bat up off their shoulder a little bit more.
Silva delivers. That one's fouled back to the screen. It's going to stay a 1-2 count now. No outs, nobody on. Bottom half of the third. It's 1-0. The Colt 45's on top of TKB. As Camarena fouled that one back to the screen. Just got a hold of it to stay in here. Fight off that outside pitch. Silva comes set and delivers. It's going to be upstairs, ball two. 2-2 count now. And as you were saying, the umpire, a fairly large strike zone, but predominantly calling the lower strikes more so than the higher strikes. And hitters have been laying off those high strikes as Silva comes ahead and delivers a 2-2. It's going to be fouled way up sky. The first baseman moving down the baseline to get under it, and he'll make the catch for the first out and throw it around the infield as Camarena is retired on a pop-out to the first baseman. That's going to welcome up the left-handed hitting Griffith Finn to the plate for the second time tonight. He singled in his first at-bat and then was caught stealing to end the inning by TKB's catcher, Kyle Dyer, back there behind the dish. Silva, up on the rubber, peers in to get a sign from his catcher. Comes set and delivers. It's going to be low for ball number one. And Griffith Fenn has absolutely been the brightest spot of this highly offensively successful Colt 45's lineup from that left side. He digs back in with a 1-0 count. Here's the pitch. It's also going to be low. Ball number two now. 2-0 count now on Griffith Fenn. Just looking for a pitch to hit as Silva takes a little walk on the mound. Takes a little breather, comes back up on the hill. Peers into his catcher, giving him the sign. The delivery. That's going to be swung on and will be lined to the left fielder for out number two. Griffith Finn, great job of putting a barrel on it, but couldn't quite find some grass as the left fielder had a great beat on it. That's going to be a line out to the left fielder for out number two of the inning.
Yeah, and that was just a really phenomenal piece of contact from Griffith Fenn. Went with that outside fastball and really had some good exit velo coming off the bat. Unfortunately, that line drive was just straight in the direction of the left fielder, Nathan Davison, out there, who only moved about two or three steps to get to that ball.
And here's Kyle Norton, the first baseman, to the plate from the left side. He's going to watch one fall in there on the inside corner for strike number one. Yeah, it was hit right on the screws, the opposite pitch just taken the other way, but right to the left fielder, who was playing probably 5 or 6 feet in front of the track, only had to take a couple steps in to make the catch. Here's the pitch. It's going to be outside and off the plate, ball one, rather. 1-1 count. Again, Kyle Norton, the left-handed hitter for the Colt 45s, getting his first start tonight of the season. From that left-handed batter's box, tall guy. Here's the pitch. It's going to be in below the knees, over the plate, but low for ball two. And Kyle Norton grounded out to the second baseman in his first at-bat as the pitch comes in. That's going to be swung on in the air towards right. Right fielder got a read on it. Going to get under it now and make the catch for the third out. So the Colt 45s go 1-2-3, and it's still 1-0 after three with TKB coming up in the top half. Tonight's Reading Colt 45s baseball on KCNR is brought to you by Cascade Curations in downtown Reading.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
All right, folks, welcome back. Once again, I am Austin White here with my colleague Jacob Green at Tiger Field. It's going to be Eric Winchester back out on the mound here in the top of the fourth inning. He'll be facing off against number 14, the leadoff batter, Jackson Parmenter, for the second time. As the delivery comes in, it's going to be a fastball for strike one. Now, Winchester has faced nine batters and has gone three innings. So 1-2-3 innings pretty much every time, except for one walk he allowed, which quickly turned into an out off of a throwout. Sorry, a failed steal attempt that was thwarted by Carlos Camarena. Here's the delivery. This one's going to be tapped sharply back to Winchester, who gathers and throws on over to first for out number one. So Winchester once again looking strong. Parmenter just kind of threw the bat head out there, and the velocity from the fastball made it a little bit of a sharper hit right there back to Winchester, but no trouble for him as he fielded it easily and threw it on over to Norton. So it'll be Micah Cervantes, the shortstop, coming up to the plate for the second time. Here comes the one-out pitch. High fastball, but called strike one. And Winchester's velocity just cannot be beaten here by this TKB ball team tonight. 0-1 pitch on the way. Swung on and driven high into left center field. It's going to be Cassingham underneath it, and he'll make the catch for out number two. So probably the best piece of contact we've seen here from TKB tonight, as I think that might be the first ball to get out into the outfield for him, Jacob.
That is the first ball to get out into the outfield, and it was skied way up in the air. Got a little under it there, and Cassingham was able to make a play on it with Braxton Riley getting over there behind him to back him up just in case anything crazy happened.
Now the pitch to Nathan Davison, the left fielder, is going to be low but called for strike one. Nice pitch there. Remember, folks, you are listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding. 0-1 delivery now. Here it is. Off-speed pitch right in there for strike two. And quickly, Davison goes down 0-2. So Winchester, the potential for another 1-2-3 inning here as he comes set out on the rubber. 0-2 pitch. Here it is. Swung on and missed in the dirt, but the tag put on the runner by Juan Carlos Camarena for out number three. So Winchester finishes off the 1-2-3 inning with a strikeout, and that'll be four really nice innings of work from him here as he has yet to allow a hit. So we'll head into the bottom of the fourth inning. Remember, folks, tonight's Reading Colt 45's baseball game on KCNR is brought to you by Cascade Curations in downtown Reading. Visit them if you want to see a unique destination location for local art, music, and clothing. Cascade Curations.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to tonight's Reading Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR, brought to you by Cascade Curations in downtown Reading. It's going to be the catcher, Juan Carlos Camarena, who just fouled one back to the screen, over the screen. It's 0-1 count now as the second pitch comes in. That's going to be low for ball one. It's a 1-1 count now. Here we are in the bottom half of the fourth inning.
Yeah,
no
outs. Foul ball from Camarena. Went back and nailed a car. So hopefully somebody's car is okay back there, but probably leave a mark.
Here's Silva delivering the 1-1 pitch. It's going to be low and away for ball two. 2-1 count here on Juan Carlos Camarena, the catcher, who digs back in, adjusts his helmet a little bit. Silva looking strong out there on the mound. He's only given up one through three and a half. Or
through three, rather, as this one swung on and laced into right field. It's going to find some grass, and that will be a single for Juan Carlos Camarena here to start the bottom half of the fourth inning.
And this Colt 45's lineup has done a really great job of going with the direction of the ball. Again, another outside fastball, but Carlos Camarena just went with it and was able to line a base hit out there into right field. So great exit velocity, and that'll bring up Jose Calderon, the third baseman, with no outs and a runner on first for the Colt 45s.
And we got a courtesy runner out there. It's going to be Colby Rafael, who's a sophomore, out there running for the catcher as Silva comes set out of the stretch and delivers. Grounded foul of third base. 0-1 count here on Serrano, the third baseman.
And a courtesy runner went out there for the catcher, Carlos Camarena. So we'll see if they maybe want to try and test out Kyle Dyer's arm once again, but I wouldn't be surprised if they hold off after Dyer had that nice throw out in the bottom of the first.
This is going to be a pickoff attempt over there. The first baseman misses and blocks it with his shin to keep it in front of him. Great play over there by the first baseman as Silva had a little pickoff attempt. But, yeah, I would anticipate the Colt 45s not running here with no outs, but maybe a chance to take away the double play. Here's the pitch. This one's going to be fouled way out of play and into the parking lot and look to be off a car. Nothing seems to be broken. 0-2 count now on Serrano. And TKB has their shortstop and second baseman pinching a little bit up the middle, looking for a double play here to put the Colt 45s away. Help put the Colt 45s away. Silva comes set and delivers. Runner goes. It's going to be in the dirt, and the catcher's going to miss it, but keep it in front of him. So the courtesy runner over there doing his job, steals second, puts a runner in scoring position, and takes away the double play. It's a 1-2 count now on Serrano with nobody out. It's 1-0 Colt 45s in the bottom half of the fourth.
A nice block there from the catcher, Kyle Dyer, but that courtesy runner already on his horse over to second definitely had no chance there. So Colt 45s quickly get one in scoring position here.
As Silva checks the runner, throws. Right on the inside corner, he's going to ring him up. That's strike number three and out number one. Got Calderon Serrano looking for out number one.
Yeah, and that was a must-have out there for Trey Silva. With that runner in scoring position, and no outs on the inning, he really needed that one to get his confidence back. And now he'll face off against number 29, Reed Alexander.
And Reed Alexander tonight will be DHing. Silva checks the runner, Rafael, over at second. Throws. In the dirt, blocked by the catcher, who almost had a little batter interference there. The catcher blocked it and went right in between the legs of Alexander standing in the box.
Yeah, remember, Alexander's entitled to that box, so as long as he keeps his feet planted, he's fine, which he did. But, yeah, definitely a little trouble for Dyer there picking up that baseball.
A great job by Alexander to not move, otherwise it definitely could have been called interference. As Silva comes set and delivers, it's going to be off the outside edge for ball two, low and away. 2-0 count now on Reed Alexander. Again, that's a courtesy runner from the catcher Juan Carlos Camarena, who stole second. It is Colby Rafael over there at second base as Reed Alexander digs in from the right side, slightly open stance. Silva checks the runner at second, peers in and throws. Swung on and missed by Alexander. 2-1 count now.
Yeah, and that fastball was below the strike zone. Definitely not a pitch that Alexander should have swung at. But you could tell he saw that one, thought he could dig it out and put a big swing on it, just couldn't make any contact there as the count moves to two balls and a strike.
And I imagine there he was looking for a little bit of a push hit going oppo. Silva checks the runner at second again. Throws. That one's grounded right up the baseline to third. Makes a play on it. Throws it over to first. High. The first baseman misses it. Comes off the bag. The runner around from third, he's going to score on a little infield single E5 there as the third baseman got the ball right over the third base bag and then airmailed it to the first baseman who had to come down the first baseline and elevate himself. Just missed as it went off the tip of his glove. Now the Colt 45's up 2-0 in the bottom half of the fourth. Braxton Riley, the right-handed speedster to the plate with Reed Alexander on first.
Yeah, Jacob, when we talked about it earlier, you said it yourself, walks and errors are what ruin ball games. So what should have been two outs and a runner on third for TKB results in a run to put the Colt 45s up 2-0, and now just one out with a runner on first.
And that one's tipped back to the screen. 0-1 count now here on Braxton Riley, the center fielder, who reached on an infield single his first time up with that hard 90. And again, the TKB looking to twist a double play here and get out of the inning as Silva comes set, delivers. It's going to be low for ball one. 1-1 count now on Braxton Riley as Silva takes a breath, does a little manicuring up there on the mound, trying to get set on the rubber. Come set. The runner, Reed Alexander over there at first, takes his lead. The delivery is going to be outside. Ball two. 2-1 count now on Riley, who gets his sign from the third base coach. And the runner takes his lead from first. Silva just looking to get out of the inning here. He's only given up 2 runs. He's had a great outing so far. The Colt 45's looking to tack on more runs here. He peers in. Silva, the delivery. Bunt. It's going to go up the third baseline, and it's going to stay in fair territory on the grass, and everybody is safe. The Colt 45's now with runners at first and second. A beautiful bunt there by Braxton Riley is going to move Reed Alexander up another 90 feet with the left-handed hitting Mason Cassingham coming to the plate. Left fielder.
And that's one of the best bunts I've seen at this level and really at any level. I mean, that thing was put right down the first baseline. I think it stopped just about 3 or 4 inches away from the line as Riley, with insane speed, didn't even draw a throw from the pitcher Selva, who got to the ball, because he was safe by a mile.
Yeah, and the third baseman was playing a little bit even with the bag. Couldn't quite make a play on it. As Cassingham takes a strike here, shakes his head in disbelief as that low strike is called yet again. And that was what you call a dead fish bunt to no man's land. Great bunt there by Braxton Riley to move the runner up 90 feet. 2 on here, 1 out. Silva checks the runner at second. The delivery is going to be outside and a little bit upstairs for ball one. 1-1 count now on Cassingham, who walked in his first AB. They got speed on the base paths. The third baseman playing even with the bag. First base, second base, and short a little bit back of the bags, playing behind the runners. Here's the pitch from Silva. That one swung on and tipped into the catcher's glove for strike two. A 1-2 count.
Again, yeah, there's only one out. Looked like he was ready to put that one out of the ballpark, but just pulled his head off of it. Not really a chance to make any sort of solid contact there.
Another swing where they look to be going opposite field with it on that outside pitch. As Silva comes set, pitching out of the stretch. Here it is. Cassingham, watching all the way, is going to take that one for ball two. 2-2 count here on Cassingham, who steps out of the box, takes a couple practice swings. Silva adjusts his cap, digs back in on the rubber, peers into his catcher as the runners take their leads from first and second. Peers in. Here's the pitch. Waved at by Cassingham, way out in front. He's going to go around, notably strike three and out number two.
Yeah, and that was a nice fastball there right off the outside corner from Silva. And Cassingham didn't look like he was ready for it, just put a weak swing on it and couldn't make contact. And now Silva's put himself in a good position to get out of this inning. He's still got runners on first and second with the top of the order up in Dusty Vila, but he's in a much better spot than he was now.
And a little right-on-left matchup here with Vila from the left side as the pitch is delivered. It's going to be low, bounced, and blocked by the catcher. Great play there by Kyle Dyer as Vila takes for ball one. And that Cassingham's at bat looked like he was looking some sort of off-speed pitch all the way and then realized it was a fastball and just got way out in front of it. Tried to do everything he can to hold up or put a barrel on it, but he had already gone around by that point, and that's how he struck out. Vila now with a 1-0 count. Here's the pitch. Allen's fouled back to the screen. Another outside pitch. 1-1 count now on Vila, who's 0-for-2 tonight with a strikeout and a ground out. With two on here, looking to put the Colt 45 up even more than they already are. Up 2-0. with two away. As he waves the wood, Silva now comes set and delivers. That's going to be upstairs for ball two. 2-1 count now. Looked like a little bender there that just missed the zone. Some sort of off speed from Silva. So he comes back to the rubber, peering into his catcher, who gives him the sign. Both the runners take their leads. The infield's still playing back here with two outs, just looking to get out of the inning. Here's the pitch. That one's hit in the air and fouled off to the left, out of play. It's going to be a 2-2 count now on Dusty Vila, the leadoff hitter. Again, top half of the fourth inning, 2-0, Colt 45's up. It's a 2-2 count on Vila in the top of the fourth inning.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs. See if Vila can come up clutch here for the Colt 45s, help them extend that two-run lead.
Silva checks the runners, delivers. That's going to plunk Vila. He's just going to wear it on the thigh. And he'll take his base, a free 90. It's going to load the bases for none other than Julio Camarena, the shortstop.
And that's definitely got to be a knock to the confidence of the pitcher, Trey Silva, out there. Once again, he's in a bases-loaded two-out situation, looking eerily similar to what we saw two innings ago for number nine. And now he's going to get a visit from his manager out there on the mound, and the whole infield will come in. So we got some activity out there in the bullpen for TKB. We'll see what the decision is here. Again, Colt 45s are up 2-0 in a position to extend that lead with Julio Camarena up to the plate. And Trey Silva will be looking to get himself out of a jam here. He did it once with the bases loaded. We'll see if he can do it again. He's put up a nice performance, but you can see when that confidence gets down a little bit, he seems to struggle hitting his spots and finding good locations. So,
and he's K'd the Colt 45s three times tonight. So he's made great pitches all night, but a talk out there with his catcher, and I believe that's the pitching coach, kind of just probably telling him, settle down a little bit. Just keep pitching to your strength and get us out of this jam. But finds himself with ducks on the pond again, just like the second inning. Colt 45's here looking to blow the game wide open with Julio Camarena, the shortstop, up to bat with the bases juiced. Peering in, comes set, delivers. Here's the pitch. It's going to be a low strike for strike number one. 0-1 count on Camarena. As he digs back into the box, slightly open stance, knees slightly bent. Silva comes set and delivers. That one's grounded to the second baseman, who's going to move over to his left and make a play on it to retire the side.
The nice 45s. Play from JoJo Keldson there. Really had to get to that ball quick and saved a run there for TKB, so pitcher definitely owes him one. But Colt 45's unable to execute once again with the bases loaded, Jacob.
The Colt 45's threatened and score one. It's 2-0 after four. Colt 45's baseball on KCNR is brought to you by Cascade Curations in downtown Reading.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene. Located in the Foundry Square next to the dip.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Alrighty, folks, welcome back here once again. I am Austin White here with my colleague Jacob Green. We are in the top of the fifth inning here at Tiger Field, and Colt 45s looking to hold their two-run lead. It is 2-0 here as the designated hitter, Dominic Nakagawa, steps in against Winchester as Winchester winds and delivers a curveball for strike one. Winchester has put up 4 innings of really nice work. He's only allowed 1 base runner here tonight, and he'll see if he can keep that up here in the top of the fifth. Now the 0-1 pitch is going to be a high fastball for ball two. TKB has really looked weak against him out on the mound tonight. And they'll be looking to do a little bit of damage here, try to overcome that 2-run deficit. 1-1 pitch on the way. Fastball, swing and a miss. Strike two. So a ball and 2 strikes now to start off the designated hitter, Nakagawa, as TKB searches for their first hit of the ball game. Winchester looks down, takes his sign, winds and delivers the pitch. Curveball in the dirt this time as Nakagawa holds off. We're keeping up at 2 balls and 2 strikes as the lights come on here at Tiger Field. Sun's starting to go down. It's cooling off here. Great night for baseball at Tiger Field. And the Colt 45 is still trying to hold that 2-run lead. So 2-2 pitch now on the way. Swung on and missed. Strike three. So Winchester, another strikeout on the cleanup hitter, Nakagawa. And that is strikeout number 6 for him tonight, as he will face the number 5 spot, Noel Aquina. Aquino, the designated hitter who steps into that right-handed batter's box.
It's been a great job by Winch tonight, mixing pitches and getting swing and misses and getting them to bite.
Here's the pitch. It's going to be a breaking ball that misses high for ball one. And Winchester just putting up a really impressive performance tonight here against TKB. He steps on the rubber, looks down and takes his sign. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Another breaking ball, just a little inside this time. Had some really great movement on it. And Aquino, you could tell, was fooled, but just barely missed the strike zone. So it'll be a 2-0 count now to the DH. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Swung on and grounded sharply to the first baseman, Norton, who will toss over to Winchester covering first for out number 2. So, again, 2 quick outs here for Winchester. Nice piece of contact from the designated hitter, Aquino, with a solid ground ball, but just right into the glove of Norton for out number 2. And Winchester continues to dominate this TKB ball club.
And Winch threw 4 2/3 now, is sitting at around 50 pitches, probably a little bit less than that. So he's been efficient as well as just absolutely messing up these TKB hitters as he gets Dyer to swing and miss on a fastball.
Yeah, just blew that one right by Dyer. Couldn't come close to catching up to that fastball as he winds up for the 0-1 pitch. And that one's going to almost go over the glove of the catcher, Juan Carlos Camarena. You can tell that one just slipped right out of his hand as the count will even up a ball and a strike. Winchester will take a quick walk around the mound, step back on the rubber. Now he winds and delivers. Fastball hits the inside corner for strike two.
Great location there by Winch and Camarena to frame that one up and get a strike two call here.
So it'll be a ball and 2 strikes now to number 8, the catcher, Kyle Dyer. 1-2 pitch on the way. Breaking ball in the dirt. No swing. Count will even up once again at 2 balls and 2 strikes as Winchester walks back up to the rubber. And now we'll try to finish out this inning on a 2-2 count. Here's the pitch. High fastball. No swing from Dyer there. And the count will fill up. So now Winchester in a little bit of trouble. Dyer threatening to be the second base runner of the ball game for the Colt 45s.
There was a little grunt there from Winch as he let go of that one, almost like he knew he overthrew it.
3-2 pitch on the way. Swung on and driven into center field, but Braxton Riley is just going to take a few steps in to get under it, and he will make the catch for out number 3. So another great inning of work from Eric Winchester. As TKB fails to put up any runs, the Colt 45s will look to extend their 2-run lead as we head into the bottom of the fifth inning. Remember, folks, Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location for local art, music, and clothing. go pay them a visit, because they feature upcycled and upscale thrift, musical instruments, unique art, and more. Cascade Curations in the Foundry Square next to the Dip.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the Dip.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Tiger Field in Reading, California. Tonight's game is sponsored by Cascade Curations in downtown Reading. Up to the plate now is Griffith Finn, who takes strike one right there. It's 2-0, Colt 45's lead in the bottom half of the fifth. For TKB, it's Trey Silva back out there on the mound. Here's the second pitch. That's going to be low for ball one. 1-1 count here on Griffith Finn, who's 1-for-2 tonight. And his last at-bat, he put some solid contact in one, but it was right to the left fielder. As he looks to put the Colt 45's on top and extend their lead. As he takes strike one right there. It's a 2-1 count now on Griffith Finn, rather. Silva peers in, comes set, and delivers. Just off the outside edge. Great take there by Finn. 3-1 count now.
Yeah, and one of the things I love about Finn is his plate discipline. I mean, this guy will put bat on ball like nobody else, but he also has a really great eye for the ball as Silva delivers. And Finn now launches one right to the second baseman for out number one, and looks like he broke his bat on that one. Got a little bit jammed there, but still had some good exit velo. Unfortunately, right to the second baseman as Finn heads on back to the dugout.
Yeah, just a little flare there. It's hit right to the, probably one or two steps to the right of the second baseman. A little broken bat, and that's going to give Colt 45's one out here in the bottom half of the fifth. As the first baseman, Kyle Norton, digs in from the left side and takes the first pitch for ball number one off the outside edge. Silva peers in, delivers. It's going to be low for ball two. 2-0 count now on Kyle Norton. Again, Kyle Norton tonight is 0-for-2, looking for his first hit. It's been a pitcher's duel thus far. Kyle Norton looking to extend the Colt 45's 2-0 lead. Silva, the pitch. That's low again. 3-0 count now. This Colt 45 is looking to get some traffic on the base paths. Norton, the tall left-handed hitter, the first baseman, waves his wood a little bit. Silva peers in, delivers right at the knees. Strike one. 3-1 count now.
Nice 3-1 pitch there from Silva to come back. Didn't lay it out right over the plate, but was able to catch the outside corner for strike one, and really quality action pitch there.
And here's the pitch from Silva. It's going to be grounded right to the first baseman, who takes it himself for the second out for the Colt 45s as Kyle Norton is retired.
So an unfortunate result there for Norton, but a great job of Silva coming back after going down 3-0 and then getting the ground out from Norton for out number two. And he's looking stronger in this inning than he was last inning, so it looks like his confidence might be coming back a little bit.
And now it'll be Juan Carlos Camarena, the backstop for tonight. Silva comes set and delivers the first pitch of this AB. It's a little bit of a
half swing there, and Camarena goes around, tips it right into the catcher's glove. It's going to be one strike now on him. And yeah, Silva tonight has looked confident through and through, but there's been a couple blemishes as he comes set and delivers. This one's grounded up the third baseline, right to the third baseman, who's going to field it, throw over to first, just in time. And it looked like the first person came off the bag, but he will be out. He did not come off the bag. So the Colt 45s go 1-2-3. It's 2-0 after 5 here at Tiger Field. Tonight's Reading Colt 45s baseball on KCNR is brought to you by Cascade Curations in downtown Reading.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the Dip. Hey, Reading, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals, starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Reading on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Alrighty, folks, welcome back. Once again, I'm Austin White here with my colleague Jacob Green as we head into the top of the sixth inning in this matchup between the Reading Colt 45s and TKB Bay Area Baseball. Right now, Juan Carlos Camarena, the catcher, who was the final out of last inning, is coming out with his gear on. Eric Winchester has put up 5 really phenomenal innings for the Colt 45 so far. He'll look to do it again here in the top of the sixth as he faces off against the bottom of the TKB order. Leading off is going to be number 99, JoJo Kelston, the second baseman. And he struck out against Winchester in his last at-bat. Couldn't seem to catch up to the fastball, and we'll see if he can make an adjustment on his timing here. Winchester looking to prevent TKB from doing any damage as the Colt 45s hold the 2-run lead. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, high and inside, will back Kelston off the plate a little bit. Again, this TKB team really seems to love crowding that plate against Winchester. Hasn't been working out for him tonight, though. 1-0 pitch on the way. This one's going to be in the dirt for ball 2, and Winchester looked like he just held on to that one a little too long. So it'll be a 2-0 count to start Kelston. And I got to say, I think Winchester should bring this next pitch with some confidence. Kelton hasn't been able to make any solid contact here as he fouls one right back into the net for strike 1. Nice pitch there from Winchester. It'll be 2 balls and a strike to the second baseman now. He steps back in the box. Winchester now on the rubber. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. Swung on and driven into right field. Griffith Fenn takes about 3 steps to his right and gets under it for the first out of the inning. So it'll be 1 out here to start TKB's top of the sixth. And Winchester continues to do some nice work out there on the bump for the Colt 45s. I got to say, that was probably the hardest hit ball of the night. A mid to deep flyout from Kelton as Zach Armenta, the first baseman, swings and misses at a first pitch fastball for strike 1.
Yeah, that ball was hit right on the screws and right at the right fielder who broke early on it and then ended up taking a couple steps back as it didn't look like it was going to be falling. Winch comes set and delivers the second pitch. It's going to be right there for strike number 2, right through the heart.
So a quick 0-2 count now to Armenta, and Winchester just cannot be stopped tonight as he continues to mow down these TKB ball players. 0-2 count on the way. High fastball this time for ball 1, so count will turn to a ball in 2 strikes as Winch rubs his hand on his pants and then steps back onto the rubber. He's dominating here. Let's see if he can continue to do so. 1-2 pitch on the way. Strike 3 called. Nice fastball right on the outside corner.
and Armenta will head on back to the dugout. Another strikeout for Winchester.
It's a little, hey, Armenta, can I help you? Are you looking for anything today? And he goes, nope, just looking, not looking to buy. He's going to strike out looking. This is the second batter caught looking by Winch tonight on another great pitch.
Des Littell now up to the plate. He's going to attempt to bunt, and Winchester will get to the ball. Throw on to first is in time, dug out of the dirt by the first baseman, Norton. That was a great play all around from the Colt 45s to prevent TKB from getting their first hit of the night. I got to say, Des Littell trying to be a little sneaky and lay down a bunt for a hit there. And Winchester says, no dice, gets the out.
Winchester, so, that is not how I will end what I'm doing tonight.
So we will head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Colt 45s look to extend that two-run lead here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Remember, folks, this game is brought to you by Cascade Curations in downtown Reading. They feature upcycled and upscaled thrift, musical, and clothing instruments, unique art, and more. Go pay them a visit.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the
All right, folks, welcome back to the bottom of the sixth inning. Remember, this game is brought to you by Cascade Curations. It's going to be Trey Silva back out onto the mound, and he'll look to hold the Colt 45s at two runs. Colt 45s, on the other hand, are going to look to extend that two-run lead here in the bottom of the sixth inning as Jose Calderon, the third baseman, comes up to the plate.
That's going to be Joel Calderon, the third
Joel
baseman.
Joel Calderon.
Calderon Serrano digs in from the right side. Tall guy. Very tall third baseman. He's going to dig in against Silva in Silva's sixth inning of work. He comes set. Delivers. Off the outside edge for ball one.
And Trey Silva giving up two runs here through five innings, but he's looking pretty solid out on the mound. He has loaded up the bases a couple of times, but overall, putting up some nice work for TKB.
As he comes and delivers the second pitch. That's going to be swung on and missed by Calderon for strike one. 1-1 count now. It's the bottom half of the sixth. No outs here for the Colt 45s. 2-0. As Silva comes set and delivers. Swung on and missed again. 1-2 now.
And now Calderon just looking like he's not seeing the ball real well out of the hand of Silva.
I don't know what that meeting on the mound was for, but ever since then, it's been a little bit difficult for the Colt 45s to make contact. Here's the pitch. It's going to be in the air, towards right, way back. Right fielder at the track, at the wall. It's going to go off his glove and ricochet off to his right. He's going to chase it down. He's gloveless and hatless as he throws it into the cutoff, and it's going to be a stand-up triple for Calderon. What a play. That was wild all around. It looked from here like the ball went off of the right fielder's glove and over the fence, but it ended up actually going off to the right as that ball was hit on the screws to right field and deep into the gap.
Yeah, and I actually thought that Parmenter, the right fielder, initially had caught that ball as he slammed into the wall. I didn't see until a couple seconds later it dribbling off to his right, and it dribbled a long ways, allowing Calderon to get all the way to third. A really nice piece of hitting. That one, I thought, had a chance at getting out, but it'll be a runner on third with no outs.
It'll be Reed Alexander digging in from the right side, who takes ball one in at the ankles. And Reed Alexander tonight has a single, and he reached on an E5 as well. So in his third at-bat here, as Calderon takes his lead from third, the pitch from Silva. It's going to be swung on and pulled down the left field line, and it's going to be called foul. Looked to be fouled by just a foot or so. A great piece of hitting there by Alexander, looking to pull the ball, which is something we haven't seen a lot of tonight, but just to the left of the chalk. Couldn't quite raise up the chalk to keep it fair. So it's going to stay 2-0. Runner's going to go back to third. We're in a 1-1 count now on the Colt 45's DH as Silva peers back in. comes set and delivers. That's going to be grounded right to the shortstop. It makes a diving play over there. Throws it over to first. It's going to hold the runner at third with the infield playing in. A great play there by the shortstop.
Yeah, that is, sorry, Micah Cervantes over there, the shortstop, I should say. But he made a really nice play getting on the ground for that ball and ultimately saved a run for TKB as Calderon holds up at third, and now they're working with one out.
And Braxton Riley's going to dig in from the right side. Here's the pitch from Silva. That one's grounded to the second baseman. That's also going to hold the runner at third. He looks the runner back and then throws over to first for the out. Braxton Riley goes 4-3 on a ground out. That's going to bring the left-handed hitting Mason Castingham to the plate. So two pieces of weak contact here for the Colt 45s. And now the infield gets to move back to regular depth.
I got
to
say, even with the infield playing in on the grass, with that, with how weak that ball was hit, I really feel like Calderon could have jumped the gun and made it home, but they're going to hold him either way. So Castingham now will look to score that runner from third.
And Kelvin over there at second making that play. It was basically right to him. He didn't even have to get low to get to it, and he would have been able to make a throw, at least contest Calderon, if he were to try and get that extra 90. As Silva comes set and delivers here with two outs. It's going to be waved at and grounded to the shortstop, who charges, throws over to first. They're going to get him by a step or so, and the Colt 45s leave one 90 feet away here at the end of six. It's 2-0 Colt 45.
Great work from the shortstop for TKB. Micah Cervantes there. He might be short, but he's definitely got a glove and an arm on him as he saves a run twice there for TKB as we head in to the top of the seventh inning. Remember, folks, this game is brought to you by Cascade Curations in downtown Reading.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Alrighty, folks, welcome back. We're in the top of the seventh inning here as Eric Winchester comes back out onto the mound for the Colt 45s. He has been absolutely phenomenal out there on the bump for him tonight, and he'll look to put up another scoreless inning here in the top of the seventh against TKB. He's going to be facing off against the top of the order, Jackson Parmenter, the leadoff batter, coming up to the plate, and he'll look to be the second base runner of the game for TKB, as Winchester has not been allowing any damage to be done on his behalf. Now he'll step up on the rubber. First pitch of the inning on the way. Here it comes. Low fastball that will just miss the strike zone for ball one. So it'll be a ball and no strikes to start off Parmenter. Winchester now back up on the rubber. Here's the pitch. High fastball. Check swing, but no go from Parmenter. So the count will now be two balls and no strikes. As Winchester shakes himself off a little bit, and now will deliver the 2-0 pitch. This one's going to be fouled straight back into the net. And I got to say, this TKB ball club, they should be looking to make contact, but a lot of them still look like they're trying to put the ball out of the yard, and it has not been working out for him tonight as Winchester keeps mowing him down. 2-1 pitch on the way. Breaking ball in there for strike two. Really nice pitch. And you can tell Parmenter had no idea what to do with that one. So the count will even up at two balls and two strikes, as Winchester does a great job of coming back from the deficit. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung in and popped right over to the right side. Three fielders chasing after it, but none of them will get there. It's going to fall just short of that batting cage out in right field. You had the first baseman, Norton,
but second baseman Vila and the right fielder Fenn all ranging back for that ball, but it just landed right in no man's land. No one could get to it, so the count will remain 2 balls and 2 strikes. As Winchester comes set, here's the pitch. Swung on and driven into center field. Braxton Riley charging in hard for it, and he will make the catch on the run. Nice job there from Braxton Riley coming in to track that ball down. Thought it might fall there for a base hit for a second, but Riley doesn't let that happen. So it'll be the number 2 slot, Micah Cervantes, the shortstop, coming up to the plate now with one out. He made a couple of great defensive plays to save a run for TKB last inning. And here comes the pitch from Winchester. It's going to be a fastball on the outside corner for strike one. And now Cervantes will exchange a few words with the umpire, asking if he's sure that one was really a strike. 0-1 pitch here. Inside fastball this time. That'll be ball one, so the count will even up at a ball and a strike.
And Braxton Riley out there in center field is shaded a little bit towards left by probably like 10 to 15 feet, playing way over towards left.
1-1 pitch on the way. High fastball. Yeah, Riley's definitely not expecting Cervantes to pull that ball at all, rather kind of expecting him to go the other way with it, especially with this velocity from Winchester. Now the 2-1 delivery, here it is. Another high fastball, and Winchester will fall behind in the count. It'll be 3 balls and a strike to Cervantes.
And if Cervantes gets a free base here, I would imagine that he would be given the green light to try and steal second, even though Camarena's arm, we've seen it already tonight, with one runner caught stealing.
Absolutely. 3-1 pitch on the way. Nicks the outside corner for strike two. Great action pitch there from Eric Winchester as the count fills up. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. Swung on and drilled into left center. It's going to be Cassingham right under it to make the catch. And that was without a doubt the best piece of contact we've seen from this ball club tonight. Line drive out there into left center field. Cassingham, luckily, right into his glove. So it'll be 2 outs now for Winchester here in the top of the 7th as Nathan Davison, the left fielder, comes up to the plate, and he's been pretty quiet tonight.
Yeah, Davison tonight's 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a ground out. As the pitcher from Winchester, curveball is going to be upstairs for ball one.
And that was a great job of Winchester pitching to contact after falling behind in the count, 3 balls to a strike. So we'll see if he can now get out of this inning with 2 outs and no runners on. Ball and no strikes. Here's the pitch. This one's going to be swung on and fouled straight back into the net.
And Winch right now, based on my calculations, sitting right around 80 pitches. So, again, been efficient throughout the night, even with the lots of full counts and a few strikeouts now.
1-1 pitch on the way. High fastball, almost a check swing from Davison, but he will not go around, so it'll be 2 balls and a strike. And I got to see Winchester, this is the first inning where he seemed to falter a little bit on his locations. He just seems to be missing a little high most of the time, as the 2-1 delivery is on its way. This one's going to nick the bottom of the zone for strike two, and that pitch was more reminiscent of what we've seen from him tonight. So it'll be 2 balls, 2 strikes, and 2 outs as Davison steps back into the box. Winchester, let's see if he can get it done. Swung on and driven into center field. Riley coming in. He will make the catch on a slide. Nice play from Braxton Riley to really help out Winchester and get the 3rd out of the inning. So we'll head into the bottom of the 7th. Again, Colt 45 is looking to extend that 2-run lead. Remember, folks, Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location for local art, music, and clothing. Visit them if you want to see some upcycled and upscale thrift, musical instruments, unique art, and more. Cascade Curations.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the Dip.
Your vacation, it's over. But the worst part, the long drive home. Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead. Your takeoff and landing are close to home. Enjoy quick check-ins and nonstop flights to and from San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport, and you can travel the world with one connection. Skip the long drive. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
Welcome back to Tiger Field. We're just saying God bless America here. It's 2-0 after 6.5. And there's going to be a new arm out there for the TKB Baseball Club. It's going to be Cam Miramontes, a left-hander, a little southpaw action here for the Colt 45s as they're up 2-0. Winchester, again, he's thrown 7 scoreless for the Colt 45s. And due up, it'll be the top of the order, Dusty Vila, the second baseman, Julio Camarena, shortstop, and Griffith Finn, the right fielder. As we're about to stretch here, as TKB warms up on the field. And Silva's final line tonight, 6 innings pitched. He gave up 2 earned runs, walked 0, but had 4 Ks. And only allowed 6 hits for the Colt 45s as Miramontes, the southpaw, comes on in relief. Again, he'll face the top of the order here. It's the bottom half of the 7th inning for the Colt 45s, looking to get some insurance as the Colt 45s also, after Winchester thrown 7 scoreless, they have a little action up in their bullpen. He's looking to warm up really slow. Maybe we'll see Winch here in the top of the 8th and just see what will happen. But it's going to be Dusty Vila coming to the plate for the Colt 45s. Again, tonight's Reading Colt 45s Baseball and KCNR is brought to you by Cascade Curations in downtown Reading. Vila tonight is grounded out, struck out, and had a hit by pitch. We'll see what he does here, digging in against the southpaw for TKB, Miramontes. Vila from the left side. Miramontes peers in, comes set, delivers. That's upstairs for ball one. And Miramontes has a little bit of a funky delivery there, almost like a Clayton Kershaw-esque, where he seems to be pitching from the first base side of the rubber and comes all the way around, almost like Madison Bumgarner. That one's going to be off the plate outside.
Yeah, and you can tell Miramontes struggling a little bit with velocity. Let's see if he can make up for that. With some great pitch locations. He's only standing at about 5'6", maybe 5'7".
Here's the pitch. It's going to be swung on and fouled back over the screen. It's a 2-1 count. That one's into the park behind us. Vila takes a little walk, steps out of the box, readjusts his batting gloves, and digs back in as Miramontes takes a little bit of a deep breath, comes back onto the rubber, says, hurry up, let's go, I'm ready. Comes set. The delivery. Little bender in there for strike 2. Great pitch by Miramontes.
Yeah,
way to bounce back in the at-bat.
Just like I mentioned, he did make up for the lack of the velocity with that nice breaking ball location. Let's see if Vila can do something with 2-2 count.
2-2 is upstairs. Full count now. We'll see the payoff pitch here as Miramontes takes a little walk on the mound. Does a little landscaping. Takes a deep breath. And as Austin said, not standing tall, so it's not coming in too fast, but the movement is really good, and that curveball seemed to trick Vila a little bit. Here's the payoff pitch. It's going to be in the dirt for ball 4. So Vila here works a walk. A free 90 for the Colt 45s. That's the way the inning begins in the bottom half of the 7th.
And what do you think, Jacob? Do you think this is where TKB starts to fall apart? Or do you think this pitcher, Miramontes, can bring it together and get a couple of outs for him?
Well, Miramontes here needs a ground ball. He needs to twist it and get 2 and get that TKB offense back up and out there. And hopefully for TKB, not the Colt 45s, they get Winch out of the game, but hopefully Winch stays in, as it'll be Julio Camarena, the shortstop, digging in from the right side as he takes a strike off the outside edge, a fastball in there for strike number 1. Vila over there at first.
I would imagine, has the green light here to get into scoring position and take away the double play, kind of unravel TKB. But the Southpaw is going to throw over and pick off Vila, caught sleeping a little bit, and that's one way to get out of the jam.
And that's one of the nicest pickoff moves I've seen from a lefty. When he went up, Vila was fooled, started to get into his secondary, and then Miramontes just threw right over. Now, I've seen a lot of lefties in a pickoff move like that end up balking because they make a motion home. But Miramontes did a great job of going straight up and back to the bag as he delivers the 0-1 pitch, and that one's going to be fouled off to the right side into the parking lot. But really great job of fooling Vila there, and he'll prevent that base runner from getting into scoring position. So it'll be an 0-2 count now to 36, Julio Camarena.
Yeah, as you said, caught him in his secondary as we see the pitch now. 0-2 pitch. It's going to be swung on and fouled right toward the dugout of TKB on the first base side. So it stays 0-2 here on Camarena, the shortstop. And unfortunately for the Colt 45s, there is one away after that pickoff attempt as Miramontes comes set, peers in, delivers, here it is. Swung on and grounded right to the third baseman, who's going to take a step back and throw over to first. Picked at first by the first baseman for the out. 5-3 on the play. Camarena goes down, two away now.
And out there at first base, we've got a new ball player. It's going to be Jonathan Wright, number 75. And that was a really nice pick to get the out. I kind of thought that one might get past him, but he just dug it right out of the dirt for out number two. So now it'll be Griffith Fenn coming up to the plate for the fourth time.
And Griffith Fenn tonight is 1-for-3. He's had two lineouts where the ball was hit right on the screws, but just right at a fielder, right into the glove. So Miramontes comes set and delivers the first pitch. Curveball's in there for a strike off the outside edge. Another great breaking pitch from Miramontes, and Colt 45s can't seem to quite get the timing right on it and get that pre-pitch foot down to really put a barrel on it. 0-1 count now. Comes set, delivers. Another bender. That's going to be fouled off right over the crowd and towards the beer stand for strike number two. So Griffith Fenn, the right fielder, finds himself in an 0-2 hole now with two down here in the bottom half of the seventh. 2-0, the Colt 45s on top of TKB. Griffith Fenn took a little breather, stepped out. Miramontes comes back on top of the hill. First base side of the rubber, peers in to get the signs from his catcher. Comes set, delivers, here it is. Curveballs bounce right in front of the plate. That's going to be ball number one. 1-2 count now on Fenn. Looking to get something going here for the Colt 45s. And a 2-0 ball game. Miramontes wipes his brow, steps back up onto the rubber. Peers in, looking to get out of the inning. Delivers. A bender in there, just a little high and a little tight. 2-2 count now. That breaking pitch from Miramontes has kind of been his bread and butter in this inning, as he's come on in relief of Silva, who went six solid innings for TKB. Fenn digs in, taps the plate with his bat. A couple half swings. Miramontes nods, delivers. Here's the pitch. Just off the plate outside. A great take there by Fenn. It's a full count now. Again with two away. Miramontes goes for a little walk on the off the mound. Takes a deep breath. Gets back up on the rubber. Peers in to get the signs from his catcher again. Payoff pitch. Here it comes. Swung on in the air towards right. The right fielder's over towards right center field, giving way to the center fielder, who calls him off, and he'll make the catch to retire the side. It's still a 2-0 ball game here after 7. Tonight's Reading Colt 45s baseball on KCNR is brought to you by Cascade Curations in downtown Reading.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the
Alrighty, folks. Welcome back. It is the top of the eighth inning here at Tiger Field. Colt 45s heading back out onto the field. They've been playing some stellar defense behind a phenomenal performance on the mound from Eric Winchester, who comes out for his eighth consecutive inning. And he has just put on a really special performance tonight. He's doing something that we cannot say for the sake of jinxing it. But, you know, you'll know if it happens tonight because this crowd is getting excited for him. We'll see what he can do against this PKB lineup once again here in the top of the eighth. He's going to be facing off against number three, Dominic Nakagawa, the third baseman, who's also batting cleanup tonight. So far, Winchester has allowed just one base runner. I'm going to say that again, folks. Through seven innings, he's allowed just one base runner off of a walk tonight. So we'll see if he can keep up the performance as Nakagawa steps up to the plate.
And the Colt 45s do have a little activity in their bullpen, but Winch here in the top of the eighth, looking to put in some more work against the TKB team.
Now he steps up on the rubber, gets a sign. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike one. So it'll be no balls and a strike to start off Dominic Nakagawa. And Winchester will look down and get his sign. Now he'll deliver. This one's going to be in the dirt, gets past the catcher Camarena for ball one. So it'll be a ball and a strike now to Nakagawa. As he steps back into the box, Winchester back up on the rubber. 1-1 pitch, here it comes. Swung on and hit straight back up the middle. This one's going to knock off of Winchester. Now a play from the third baseman, Calderon, and he gets him for the out. And I gotta say, folks,
gosh,
that was a crazy phenomenal play. Oh my gosh, I'm not sure what I just saw. It was a lined ground ball right up the middle, knocked off of Winchester, and the minute it hit off of Winchester, I thought, well, there goes the no-hitter. But the third baseman, Calderon Serrano, charged in hard for that ball, barehanded it, and made a nice throw to the first baseman to get the out on Dominic Nakagawa. And I got to say, that's one of the best defensive plays I've ever seen at this level.
You'd almost call that a 1-5-3 putout. Great job by Winch to slow the ball down as he went up the middle as he comes set and delivers. And here at Tiger Field, the lights have taken full effect. It is a beautiful night for baseball as it starts to cool off. And what a play by the third baseman called Aaron over there.
I thought there was absolutely no chance. Luckily, Nakagawa, not the fastest runner, maybe the slowest runner, actually, as the 1-0 pitch comes in there, swing and a miss for Noel Aquino. The count will even up at a ball and a strike, but Winchester definitely owes Calderon a steak dinner for that play. A ball and a strike now. Here's the pitch. Check swing, did he go? Yes, he did. Strike two. The up ball was in the dirt, but it drew a check swing from Noel Aquino, and the count will move to a ball and two strikes.
And Winch here in the top half of the eighth, working another 1-2 count. There's one away on that amazing play by Calderon over at third. Winch comes set and delivers. Waved at, ring him up. Strike three called. Two down here for the Colt 45s in the top of the eighth. Winch working a little magic with that 1-2 pitch.
And Jacob, how many strikeouts is he at now?
That's going to put him at 8 strikeouts now.
8 strikeouts through 7 2/3 innings, and he has just been lights out tonight against this TKB ball club.
And two of those strikeouts were looking as he comes out and delivers another pitch right through the heart for strike one.
That's Kyle Dyer, the catcher, up to the plate now. It'll be no balls and a strike here in the top of the eighth as Winchester gets set back out on the rubber. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike two.
And you can see TKB looking to get a little bit unraveled here as time is running out for them. They're waving at pitches all over the zone.
Yeah, they're definitely getting desperate here. Now Dyer in an 0-2 count. Here's the pitch. Just off the outside corner for ball one. It'll be a ball and two strikes now to Kyle Dyer, the catcher. As he steps back into the plate. Winchester on the rubber. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Curveball in there. Strike three. A phenomenal inning of work from Winchester off of the great defensive play from his third baseman, Calderon. And he'll get off the mound
And the Colt 45s will once again look to extend that two-run lead as we head into the bottom of the eighth inning. Colt 45's up 2-0. Remember, folks, this game is brought to you by Cascade Durations in downtown Reading.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the Dip.
I'm Scott Schaffner, proud member of Reading West Rotary. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 17th annual Taste of Reading 2024, Sunday, June 9th, from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Bartosh, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Ashley Black. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 17th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 9th at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Reading, California. Tonight's Reading Colt 45's Baseball at KCNR is brought to you by Cascade Curations in Reading. Kyle Norton, the left-handed hitting first baseman to the plate. He's 0 for 3 tonight with two groundouts and a flyout. He'll be digging in against Miramontes, who came on in relief of Trey Silva. Miramontes has one inning of work underneath his belt as a pitch. Here it is, bunted up the third baseline. That's going to die in the grass. The throw over is not going to be in time. It's going to go wide of the first baseman. And he's going to advance to second, maybe more, as it's recovered out there by the cages out there in right field. And that's going to be a single E3 on the pitcher, or E1 on the pitcher.
Great bunt there from Kyle Norton. Looked a lot like Braxton Riley's bunt earlier in the game. And honestly, just a poor decision by the pitcher, Cam Miramontes, to even try to make a throw. Kyle Norton was going to be safe by a mile, and that throw, like you said, Jacob, ended up going past the first baseman who lunged out for it, Jonathan Wright, and allowed Norton to get into scoring position with no outs. So now we'll see if the Colt 45s can capitalize with number 26, Carlos Camarena coming up to the plate. And now the umpires are going to have a little meeting, and I think they're going to determine whether that ball went out of play. It kind of went out around the batting cage in right field, so they'll determine if it went out of play, and if Norton is entitled to third base, they're going to end up saying no, he's not. So they'll rule that ball stayed in play, and Kyle Norton will be stuck at second.
And what they were doing there, too, was seeing if Norton made it to second base before the ball was declared out of play, but it did not get under the netting out there where the cages are, so it'll be Juan Carlos Camarena, the catcher, digging back in, who gets a little dirt on his hands, digs in from the right-hand batter's box as Miramontes climbs back up on the hill, wipes his brow, digging in.
And now Miramontes in a tough situation. His first runner in scoring position through one inning.
Norton dancing off the bag as the pitch comes in. It's going to be right on the inside corner for strike number one.
And that was a pitch to hit if I've seen one. Carlos definitely could have pulled that ball into left field, scored a run, but he lays off. We'll see if it works out for him.
With all these breaking pitches coming in, you hope you just find a mistake pitch and can capitalize on it. Miramontes checks the runner back at second. Still dancing off the bag. Here's the pitch. Little bender. That one's going to be taken the other way into right. That's going to find some grass. Throws into the first baseman at the cutoff, and that's going to keep the runners at the corners. Great play by the right fielder out there for TKB. That is Jackson Parmenter. He charged that ball and threw into the first baseman, the cutoff man, to hold the runner at third. So runners at the corners now with no outs for the Colt 45s. They're up 2-0 in the bottom half of the eighth. And Camarena's going to get a courtesy runner over there at first base. And it's going to be Brandon Zanny, a courtesy runner for the Colt 45s, as TKB called a little meeting on the mound, kind of to figure out what to do here, if they want the infield in to keep it a two-run ball game or play the infield back and up the middle at double play depth to try and twist it and get two quick outs here and allow for it to be a three-run game, because that run would definitely score if there was a ground ball to second or short and TKB went to twist the double play to get two outs quickly on the Colt 45s as the umpire is going to make his way out to the mound and break up this little meeting. And TKB's not going to get anybody up in their bullpen or anything.
Yeah, and that makes you wonder how deep really is that bullpen for TKB, the road team here. Doesn't look like they have a lot of arms that they can warm up in this situation. And being down 2-0, you know, they might just not want to waste an arm that they could use in a game that they're up. So Miramontes will stay out there on the mound as he's in a lot of trouble here with runners at the corners and no outs here in the bottom of the eighth inning.
That's going to bring Caldera into the plate, the third baseman, who is 1-for-3 tonight. He's reached on an error, though, and has a strikeout looking.
So now the catcher, Dyer, is going to go out there and throw out some first and third signs. And we'll see if Miramontes can execute some damage control here.
They're going to have the runner being held on at first, but both shortstop and second baseman pinching up the middle. Here's the pitch. It's going to be low for ball one.
Yeah, and I'm interested to see if that courtesy runner, Brandon Zanny, tries to get something going out there. I wouldn't be surprised if he tries to get himself in a pickle in order to score that runner at third. But I suppose we'll see. Here's the pitch.
And a little pickoff move by Miramontes, who already has one pickoff. He picked off a runner last inning. That was Vila over there at first, but now trying to pick off Zanny as he peers back in at his catcher. Checks both runners back. Delivers. That's going to be upstairs and away for ball two. 2-0 count now on Caldera, the third baseman. Again, the tall right-handed hitter. Slightly open stance, looking to get one up into the outfield and maybe let the runner tag from only 90 feet away. Runners at the corners now with no outs. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed for strike number one. 2-1 count.
And I got to say, Miramontes doesn't really have to attack this batter here. He's got second base open, so a walk would load the bases with no outs, but it also created that force out at home and allowed that infield to crash in and potentially get out of that jam with that force out at the plate. So we'll see what kind of pitches he gives him here in this 2-1 count.
2-1 pitch, here it is. Upstairs for ball three, 3-1 now. He seems to be pitching a little bit around Caldera, knowing that he can put the barrel on one, but again, you don't want to get a ground ball to the opposite side, so he's not trying to pitch him outside because that just create a little push hit to the opposite field that could go through that right side. There's a huge gap between first base and second base with the second baseman pinching up the middle. Here's the 3-1 pitch from Miramontes. That's going to be upstairs for ball four. So Caldera works a walk. That's going to load the bases as Reed Alexander, the designated hitter, comes to bat. Tall right-handed hitter.
Like we mentioned, Miramontes is really not in a position to attack that batter. Now he's working with the bases loaded and no outs, so in some serious trouble. But a ground ball could give him some really big help if one of his fielders can get to it.
And here's that benefit of the bases loaded, is the infield can play in, and there's a force at every base, so the chance for a double play here for TKB. Here's the pitch. That's going to be right at the knees for strike one.
And I'd expect a lot of those low pitches, trying to get something on the ground here from Reed Alexander, the designated hitter.
And we've seen two great plays by the shortstop and second baseman already with the infield playing in. It's Miramontes, 0-1 pitch, come set, delivers. That one's fouled back over the screen and into the parking lot, right toward my car, but I don't think it hit it, so we're all good.
It hit somebody's car. I heard it out there in the
definitely
parking lot.
Clunked somebody's car. Didn't sound like a Honda, though, so we're all good. Miramontes takes a little breather, climbs back up on the hill. 0-2 count now on Reed Alexander. No outs for TKB. Miramontes peers in. Here's the pitch. That one's fouled back again. Same spot in the parking lot. Lands right in between two cars. Count stays at 0-2.
And now the pressure is on for both the pitcher Miramontes and the batter Reed Alexander with two strikes here and the bases loaded. Alexander looking to put something in the air. Really does not want to hit into that double play.
And Braxton Riley on deck, the speedster, so even if they get out here, it'll be hard to get a double play. Here's the pitch. It's going to be in the dirt. Great block by the catcher. 1-2 count now on Reed Alexander, the designated hitter, who steps out of the box, regrips his bat, takes a little breather, swings the bat back and forth, looking at Miramontes. Miramontes peers into his catcher. The southpaw comes set, delivers. Here it is. Curveball just misses high.
Oh,
what a take by Reed Alexander.
I could swear if it was two innings earlier, that ball would have been a called strike three. That one was just outside of the zone.
And the umpire's zone here looks to have shrunk a little bit as Zanny takes a massive lead over at second. He's about 30 feet off the bag. That one swung back to the screen. Count stays at 2-2. Fouled back to the screen, rather.
I got to say, Alexander doing a great job of battling here in this two-strike count. He's shown some great discipline. And we'll see if he can get some done here for the Colt 45s. They still have that two-run lead.
Zanny's lead is about 30 feet off the bag at second, so he's looking to score on pretty much anything except for a fly ball. Here's the pitch. That's upstairs and foul back to the screen. Count stays at 2-2 again.
Alexander just continuing the battle. And, yeah, Zanny on his lead from second about halfway to third base. So anything hit into the outfield is definitely going to score him if it gets down. Even maybe something in the infield, if it was hit weak enough, you might see that guy coming around third. But we'll see as Alexander steps back into the box.
He's taking that courtesy runner job very seriously as the center fielder is playing a little bit shallow, actually. Here's Miramontes peering in, shakes off his catcher one time. And again, nods. This is the pitch he wants. Comes set, delivers. Inside corner, ring him up looking, and you can hear the displeasure from the fans as Reed Alexander strikes out looking.
A lot of boos here from this home crowd, and Alexander even turned around and started to exchange some words with the umpire. Everyone looking really displeased with that call. One fan in particular really having some words there for the umpire, and I think he might be a little drunk out there.
And Braxton Riley now, the speedster, the center fielder, who's made a few great plays out there in center field to preserve Winch's stellar outing, speedster.
And now a double play could be really helpful for TKB.
He swings one, fouls it back to the screen. 0-1 count on Riley.
However, I got to say, with Riley there in the box, the likelihood of a double play coming to the plate and then first is really unlikely. That guy has speed like no other on the team. So in this 0-1 count now, TKB just kind of hoping for a miracle.
And Riley tonight is 2-for-3 as the pitch from Miramontes comes in. 0-1, here it is. Curveball in the dirt. Not blocked by the catcher. Goes off the umpire. He's going to recover. Goes to throw home, but nobody's there. Miramontes was a little late to break to the plate. Was not able to make the throw. So the runners advance 90 feet. There's runners on second and third now.
Yeah, and that was a great job from that runner at third, Kyle Norton. That ball just barely got under the glove of the catcher, Dyer, and dribbled away from him, and Norton was right on top of it. The minute he saw that thing get under the glove, he was gunning for home, and that puts up the Colt 45s 3-0.
1-1 pitch. Here it is. It's going to be right in the top of the zone. 1-2 now, and that curveball actually went between the catcher's legs and off the inside right foot of the umpire and ricocheted to the catcher's left and wasn't quite able to make a throw on it with Braxton Riley staying in the batter's box. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Miramontes. Swung on and missed by Braxton Riley. Miramontes has struck out two Colt 45s now to get two outs with runners at second and third. And what a way to battle back there from Miramontes after that passed ball from his backstop. But it'll be Cassingham, the left fielder, digging in now. Again, runners on second and third. It's 3-0 Colt 45s in the bottom half of the eighth with two outs.
So it's actually going to be Rafael, and I believe that is Colby Rafael up in the box in place of Cassingham. So
Colby Rafael, who was a courtesy runner earlier in the game. Right side, knees super-duper bent. He's got a low stance, looking to put a swing on one.
And I got to say, this is a tough spot to be in for your first at-bat of the season. coming to pinch hit with runners on second and third and two outs. The pressure's really on, and I don't know if I'd consider that setting this guy up for success.
No, definitely not. But welcome to the big leagues, kid, as he takes a strike right through the heart. It's a 1-1 count now. And for Rafael, he's a sophomore from Vista, California, from Palomar Junior College down in SoCal. He digs in from the right side, slightly open stance. The pitch from Miramontes here is in. Swung on in the air towards right field. The right fielder is going to move over and make the catch in shallow right center field to retire the side. The Colt 45s put one up. They leave two. It's 3-0 headed to the top of the ninth. And it's going to be Eric Winchester back out there, I believe. We will see when we welcome you back to the top of the ninth after this commercial break.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene. Located in the Foundry Square next to the Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Reading's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Alrighty, folks, welcome back. It is the top of the ninth here at Tiger Field, and Aaron Winchester, the hot right-hander, is back out on the mound for the Colt 45s. He has pitched 8 shutout innings, and might I add, he has not allowed a hit yet. He has only allowed 1 base runner off of a walk, so we'll see if he can get it done here in the top of the ninth inning for the Colt 45s. They scored 1 against the pitcher Cam Miramontes in the bottom of the 8th inning. So they now hold a 3-0 lead as Winchester is going to face the bottom of the order for TKB. Leading off, it's going to be JoJo Kelson, who has not been able to come close to catching up to Winchester tonight. Here comes the pitch. That one's going to be swung on and fouled back to the net for strike 1.
And Winch tonight has K'd 9, and 2 of those strikeouts... one of those strikeouts was JoJo Kelson, who struck out looking in the 3rd inning.
0-1 pitch now on the way to Kelson. High fastball, barely misses the top of the zone for ball 1. And in a spot like this, the pressure's definitely on for Winchester, looking for that no-hitter. 1-1 pitch on the way. Here it is. Swing and a miss. Strike 2. And I know it's maybe some bad mojo to even mention the no-hitter over the broadcast, but I want you folks to know what's going on and what's at stake here for the righty Winchester. 1-2 pitch on the way now. High fastball. Once again, misses the zone for ball 2. Then you can tell he's working quick. He doesn't even want to let those nerves get to him or even think about letting them get to him as he's working quick there out on the rubber. 2-2 pitch now. Here's the delivery. Curveball barely misses the zone, so the count will now be full. And Winchester in danger of allowing his second base runner of the night. He'll step back up on the rubber now, looks down and takes his sign. Here comes the 3-2 pitch, a lot at stake. Swung on and missed, strike 3! So his 9th strikeout of the night comes in the top of the 9th inning. 10th strikeout of the night comes in the top of the 9th inning against JoJo Kelson. And he is just 2 outs away from finishing this no-hitter here in the top of the 9th inning. So it'll be number 75, Jonathan Wright, who came in to play first base for TKB. It'll be his first time going up against Winchester, and we'll see if he can have better luck than the rest of his team as he sees one in the dirt go by for ball 1. Winchester did a great job of battling in that full count. Now the 1-0 pitch. Swung on and missed as the bat goes flying back into the net. Jonathan Wright lost hold of his bat, threw it straight back to the left side of the net.
Talk about throwing some wood at it to see what will happen.
And that pretty much sums up this team's performance against Winchester tonight. Not a whole lot of luck. 1-1 pitch on the way. Going to be a little high and outside for ball two. It'll be two balls and one strike now to number 75, Jonathan Wright. Winchester under a lot of pressure here. He's got a three-run lead, so some room, but you know he doesn't want to give up that hit. 2-1 pitch. Here it is. Swung on and missed. Strike two. So it looks like through four pitches that Jonathan Wright is not going to have a whole lot much more luck than the rest of his team. He's not seeing the ball real well out of Winchester's hand as Winchester continues to dominate this lineup. So it'll be two balls and two strikes now to Jonathan Wright. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So Winchester strikes out the first two batters of the inning, and now he is just one out away from completing this no-hitter. Once again, he's allowed just one base runner off a walk earlier in the game, and now he'll face off against number 24, Jordan Tona. This will be a pinch hitter up to the plate for TKB. So they're going to put some fresh eyes out there on the plate, and here comes the pitch. Going to be an inside fastball, catches the corner for strike one. So Winchester just two strikes away from completing this impressive feat. Let's see if he can get it done. 0-1 pitch on the way. Low fastball, catches the bottom of the zone, strike two. So it'll be an 0-2 count to number 24, Jordan Tona. As Winchester just one strike away from the no-hitter. 0-2 pitch on the way. Here it is. High fastball. That one's going to miss above the zone for ball one. So the count will move to a ball and two strikes. Winchester got to be feeling the pressure here, but he's had ice in his veins all night. And we'll see if he can continue to mow down this lineup here. 1-2 pitch on the way. Strike three called in and out of the glove of Camarena, but he'll throw one over to first, and that does it. Winchester with the no-hitter for the Colt 45 allows just one base runner across nine innings, and that was as good of an outing as I've seen. And honestly, Jacob, I gotta say, as Winchester tips his cap to the crowd, he just a little bit more excited for him.
Yeah, no rushing out onto the mound or anything. Shakes the umpire's hand and his coach's hand. Maybe there'll be a Gatorade bath or something, but 12 strikeouts, and I believe four of them were looking. What an absolute stellar performance by Eric Winchester tonight. That is why they call him Fireball Winch.
Absolutely,
what an outing.
It is. And he completely owned this TKB ball club. As you can tell, they're a little bit embarrassed, not getting a single hit on the night. Once again, just a really impressive feat there from Eric Winchester as he puts on one special outing tonight here at Tiger Field. Folks, if you want to see the second game of this series against TKB from these Reading Colt 45, come on down tomorrow night. 7:15 is the first pitch, and we're going to have another great night of baseball. Reading Colt 45, best TKB Bay Area in a 3-0 ball game off the no-hitter from Eric Winchester. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the
That prosecutors won't pursue political cases, that juries will be impartial, that crimes must be clearly defined. And once one side violates all of these principles, then the principles cease to exist for everyone. They're gone. They do not exist anymore. And now it's mutually assured destruction. But that's a deterrent that only works if there's a real possibility that it's actually enforced. And after what just happened in Manhattan, it's well past time to introduce the left to what mutually assured destruction might look like. So frankly, I don't want to hear elected Republicans complaining about this verdict. I don't need to see their tweets and their statements condemning it. They've already put out all the statements and all the tweets. I don't care. None of us care. We're not impressed with that. If you're an elected Republican saying, I oppose this, and you're going on Fox News and you're great. Good for you. The only thing that we want to hear from these people is which Democrats they will have arrested. Don't tell us you're sad about the verdict. We don't give a damn about your feelings. We want to see corrupt Democrat criminals frog marched on camera in handcuffs. Don't whine about the double standard. Force the Democrats' own standards on them. Drag them there kicking and screaming. And if you won't do that, then just shut up. We'll take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and price right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Turtle Bay's Gloaming Wild Lantern Festival is now extended through June 2nd due to popular demand at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California, from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lanterns, plus music, food and drinks, fun interactive activities, live performances on select nights, and much more. Glowing Wild Lantern Festival, open now through June 2nd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Original Butcher.
And we're back with the Matt Walsh Show. ABC 7 News in San Francisco reports a historic but controversial flag that has become a symbol of the far right was taken down in front of San Francisco City Hall over the weekend. According to a city official, the Appeal to Heaven flag was swapped with an American flag on Saturday. Officials say the controversial flag was initially raised on Flag Day in 1964 at Civic Center. It was part of what is known as the Pavilion of American Flags. San Francisco Recreation and Parks Communication Manager Daniel Montez said the flag was originally used during the American Revolutionary War, flown by George Washington's cruisers. It was associated with early quests for American independence. It's since been adopted by a different group, one that doesn't represent the city's values, so we made the decision to swap it with the American flag. The Appeal to Heaven flag has made headlines recently after the banner was flown outside U.S. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito's beach vacation home in New Jersey, according to the New York Times, which obtained several images showing it on different dates in July and September 2023. The Times previously reported that an upside-down American flag had flown outside Alito's Alexandria, Virginia home less than 2 weeks after the violent January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. This is how it works, and we're watching the process in real time, so it's very instructive, and it's worth taking note of this. We are watching as the left takes the next historical symbol, which in this case has existed for 250 years, back to our nation's founding, and just deciding that they're going to turn it into a problem. Just deciding that it's a problem now. This thing that has existed for 250 years hasn't been a problem, and now it's a problem. And they decided it because Alito flew the flag at his vacation home. Turns out that exact same flag had been outside of San Francisco City Hall for 50 years. And so rather than the left saying, well, okay, never mind. I mean, if this flag not only has been around for 250 years, but even for half a century has been flying in San Francisco, then it's clearly not some sort of symbol of far-right extremism. Rather than the left saying that, they're saying, oh, well, no. See, we've decided that it's a symbol of far-right extremism. And so rather than going back on that after we discover that it was actually flying outside of San Francisco City Hall, we're just going to take it down from San Francisco City Hall. So that's the way that works. There was never any controversy around this flag. For 250 years, there was no controversy. For 250 years, up until 14 seconds ago, there was no controversy. And now suddenly, it's a controversial flag. So this is what they do. They took this traditional American symbol and just decided one day on their own that actually it stands for insurrection and right-wing extremism and presumably racism and so on. And now the flag is being taken down by from government buildings where, in the case of San Francisco, again, it's flown for 50 years, 50 years without a problem. Until the left made it a problem. And of course, they've done this with countless American symbols, but here we get to see it happening in real time. We see the birth and the genesis of the false narrative. We see how utterly arbitrary and contrived it is. Let this be a lesson. The next time you hear that some flag or symbol or statue or whatever is problematic, remember that it's problematic simply because the left woke up that morning and decided that it is. They've claimed for themselves the power, the authority to determine what our historical symbols mean. They have claimed the right to imbue our history with whatever meaning they determine. And if they decide one day, well, this is a problem, then it's a problem. Problematizing, as they call it. This is like a leftist term, problematize. And this is exactly what it means. That they take something and they rip it apart and they sift through it and they look for a reason for it to be a problem. They take something that is not a problem, that they know is not a problem, and they say, okay, we're going to find a reason to make this a problem. And now they're doing it with this historic American flag. And pretense, anyway, and it is only pretense, but the pretense is that this flag was flown by somebody on January 6th. Supposedly. So just somebody in the crowd happened to have this flag, and that means that now the flag is a symbol of right-wing extremism. Now, as I pointed out before, and others have pointed out, American flags, those were the main flags. The Star Spangled Banner was flown on January 6th by a lot of those people. And so does that make the American flag a right-wing extremist symbol? And, of course, the answer is yes. In the left's mind, they hear that objection and they say, yeah, that's a right-wing extremist symbol too. And I'm telling you right now, we are going to get to the point in the not too distant future where there will be a real effort to get rid of the American flag, the actual American flag, and replace it with something. That is going to happen. Now, it's true that when I make political predictions about like who's going to win in elections, I'm very often wrong. You should ignore me on that. But when it comes to cultural trends, I'm usually right. And so this is a cultural trend that I'm telling you right now. In the next few years, at least, the American flag itself, there's going to be a real movement to change the flag and get rid of it on the basis that it has become a symbol of, well, not just that it has become a symbol of right-wing extremism, but that in fact it has always been. It's a symbol of racism. It's all of this, right? Going back and slavery and everything. Of course, you wouldn't have to look that hard to find leftists who are openly making that case right now as we speak. But in the next few years, especially if Joe Biden is reelected, or I should say, especially if reelected or not, Joe Biden is still president, after this next election, then especially then, that will sort of turbocharge this movement, and the real problematizing of the American flag will happen, without a doubt. And they've already set the stage for that with things like this. And if they can do it with the Appeal to Heaven flag, that's 250 years old. And they could just decide, like, in the span of a week, it goes from totally fine to we have to take it down because it's so controversial. If they can do that in a week with this one, well, they could do it with anything. What will replace the American flag when they decide to take it down and rip it up? Yeah, I mean, the obvious choice would be the pride flag, and I would expect that's where this is headed, where the pride flag becomes the new American flag. We'll be right back with more after a quick break to hear from our sponsors.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
We'll take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Life is always easier when we make good decisions. Taking care of your vehicle with regular maintenance is a smart decision that will save you money. Going to Premier Oil Change for regular maintenance is another great decision and an easy way to maintain your new car warranty. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Come experience fast drive-through service with no appointment required. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And in Anderson, across from Roundtable, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Spongino.
Welcome back to the Matt Walsh Show. Yesterday, before the Trump verdict swept away all of their conversations on social media, I had been involved in a debate about obesity. And here was the question at the center of this discussion on Twitter. Can you lose weight simply by eating less and exercising more? Now, if you're a sane person, this does not sound like much of a debate at all. We might as well debate whether walking is best achieved by putting one foot in front of another, or whether there's a noticeable causal link between putting your hand on a hot stove and sustaining a burn on that same hand. These do not sound like debatable topics, and yet people were debating it. Lots of people, including and especially those who fashion themselves experts. Now, it began when I posted a response to a tweet from the account Raw Egg Nationalists, and he linked to a study from 1992 finding that obese people tend to underreport the amount of food they eat and overreport the amount of exercise they get. And then they complain that they can't lose weight. They complain that they're doing everything they can to lose weight. According to the study, they're actually not, they're not doing the things they claim they're doing. And so that's why they're not losing weight. And I said this. A bunch of people on here got mad at me recently because I said that literally anyone can lose weight simply by eating less and exercising more. But it's obviously true. The idea that overweight people remain overweight even with dieting and exercise is asinine. It's actually a scientific impossibility. That's what I said. Pretty straightforward, obvious, unassailable, you might think. But then came the indignant responses. Let me read just, and there were a lot of them, but let me just read a few of them for you. And we'll start with this from metabolic health coach and public speaker Valerie Ann Smith. She posted, quote, asinine? What's asinine is the patronizing attitude and your poor understanding of the metabolic challenges
faced by those struggling with obesity. Thankfully, we have a whole community that cares and can offer real help solutions, even in the face of your continued comments. Yes, even in the face of my comments, my comments that are such an obstacle in the way, even with my comments, they're able to somehow find a way to continue on. How brave of them. And there are some themes in this response that we'll notice in all of the others. Like this one from a guy named Chris Cornell. I'm not mad that you appear to have no idea about the challenges faced by a large percentage of people struggling with obesity. It can actually be helpful when an influencer with such a poor understanding of an issue confidently speaks out with such patronizing certainty. It gives an opportunity for others to offer potentially helpful information. Meanwhile, a professor at Duke named Herman Ponser, who, by the way, looks exactly like a Herman Ponser, said this. Here, as in most of his work, he misses the point. Sure, calorie deficits will lead to weight loss. The problem is achieving that through diet and exercise is incredibly hard. So his simply is mathematically correct, but there's nothing simple about it. Also, there's this from somebody named Liz. I wish it were this simple, Matt, even if you are thoroughly convinced you're correct. Imagine for a moment what it would be like if you did eat less, weigh less, track your intake, test for ketones, limit carbs, exercise, including resistance training, and you were still obese and not losing, sometimes even gaining weight. And then imagine the judgment from others who don't believe you. PCOS, polycystic ovary syndrome, also often causes infertility. Would you also insist that someone is just too uptight to get pregnant? Be grateful that your body works well with the efforts you make. Reward for the same effort is a gift not everybody is given. Okay. You get the idea. So lots more where those came from, and lots of people saying that I'm oversimplifying, and there's a lot of people that, in fact, someone just said to me today there are plenty of people who rigidly stick to a diet and exercise 5 days a week and yet do not lose a single pound. That's a claim that somebody made to me. Now, there's a fundamental confusion on display with all of these people who, while suffering from this confusion, are nonetheless accusing me of failing to be a sophisticated thinker who can pick up on fine distinctions. Here's the distinction that they, and many other people with their view on this topic, somehow miss. The words simple and hard are not mutually exclusive. Just because a thing is hard, that doesn't mean that it's complicated. This is my point about weight loss. It isn't complicated. It is very simple. In fact, it's one of the simplest things in the world. Burn more calories than you take in. You will lose weight. You will. This is physics. It's a law of nature. It is true of everyone, everywhere, for all time. Okay, it's the reason why there has never been a single case of somebody being stranded on a desert island for months with little to no food, and then when they're rescued, everyone's shocked to see that they somehow put on weight during the experience. Never happened once in history. It's why everybody is skinny in third world countries. It's why every contestant on every survival show ever has lost weight. And these examples shouldn't be necessary. If you eat less and exercise more, you will lose weight. You will. You will. Every person who claims to be an exception is lying. You are lying. You are a liar, all of you. And you know it.
Well, you say that, Matt, but no, I exercised 5 days a week and stuck to a diet rigidly and didn't lose a pound.
No, you didn't. You're lying. You're just a liar.
You exercised 5 days a week consistently and didn't lose a pound?
What the hell kind of exercise are you doing exactly? I mean, I guess we need to explain what we mean by exercise. Like, are you just driving to the gym and walking in and then turning around and leaving and calling that exercise?
Yeah, if that's what you're doing, you're not going to lose weight.
If you're doing any kind of, like, actual exercise 5 days a week, or even 3 days a week, even 2 days a week, and you're sticking to a diet, yes, you will lose weight. 100%. And if you claim otherwise, I know you're a liar, because here's how I know. Because you are a human being existing in the same reality as me, which means that you are subject to the same laws of nature that I am. And this is, again, an indisputable law of nature. Eat less, exercise more, and you lose weight.
You must lose weight. You cannot not lose weight. I don't care what's going on with your thyroid, your hormones, your whatever. Diet and exercise will lead to weight loss. If you say that you've tried everything and you haven't lost weight, I know that you're not telling the truth. Because you haven't tried everything, because you obviously haven't tried the one single and simplest thing that actually works, which is to eat less and move more. Is it hard? Yes. Okay, if we can move past the, like, does this work question, which is so insane. It's like, the idea that it doesn't work is a fantasy on the level with the tooth fairy. Okay? If we could all move past it, if you think I'm being patronizing, I'm only being patronizing about this claim that a person can actually eat a healthy diet and exercise and not lose a single pound. Yes, I'm being patronizing about that because it's insane and you're lying and you need to stop it. And you're lying to yourself most of all. But if we could move past that, if we could all just acknowledge that, yes, of course, that's how it works for everyone ever in history, then we can get to the other conversation about the difficulties of actually putting, not the complications, but the difficulties, the hardships, rather, maybe is a better word, of actually putting that into practice. Because, yes, it is hard. Being disciplined is hard. Putting an effort into anything is hard. Not doing something that you want to do, like, say, not gorging yourself on French fries or cheesecake or whatever, is hard. And it's especially hard when you live in a society that encourages constant and unrestrained consumption in every conceivable form. You are encouraged and enabled to be in a constant state of consumption. It was a whole lot easier for someone 100 years ago to not overeat, which is also why there weren't very many fat people 100 years ago. And that demonstrates yet again the link between eating, exercise, and the amount of lard on your body. So, it is hard. Yes. But it's, and I'll even go so far as to admit, because it's clearly true, that it's harder for some people than it is for others. It might be a lot harder for you than it is for me. Everyone's metabolism is different. You might lose weight at different, you will lose weight if you do these things, but you might lose it at different rates. You might, and all that kind of stuff. There are some people who might just be like naturally more disciplined. Naturally, it might be easier for some people to follow a strict diet or, there are people who, work out a lot and they really enjoy it. And so because they enjoy it, it's easier for them to do. There are other people who might get into a habit of working out. And they might stick to it for a year, but never really like it. While there are other people that go to the gym and they just love every second of it. And yes, if you love it, it's easier to do than if you don't. So like all of that is true. But it's still simple. And in life, the simple things are often the hardest. To be an all around decent, productive, honest, hardworking, healthy person is hard. And it's also, again, extremely simple. We all know how to be that sort of person. We all know what sort of choices to make in any given situation to get ourselves closer to that ideal. If we don't make those choices, it's not because we're confused by complexities and nuances. It's because it's hard and we don't want to do the hard thing. What you see people doing on this subject, it's the same thing that people do in so many other facets of life. They try to complicate what should be very uncomplicated. When it comes to obesity, if you can convince yourself that it's complicated, then you have an excuse to remain obese. Sure, you'd like to lose weight, but losing weight is such a complex, convoluted, tangled web. You would lose weight if only you could figure out how. If only it were possible. If only it were that simple. But it isn't, you say, so what can you do but eat another muffin and continue on with your day? This is the rationalizing that people do. They hide behind imagined complexities. They take refuge in the intricacies and complications that they've invented in their heads. It's a lie. It's all a way to avoid the simple thing. And avoiding the simple thing is now the American way. At least it has become the American way. Which is also how we've become one of the fattest nations to ever exist on the planet.
And that is why the people pretending that weight loss is complicated are all today canceled. That's all we have for today. Thanks for listening. Talk to you tomorrow. Godspeed.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Police were on the scene Friday as pro-Hamas protesters tried to get into the Brooklyn Museum. Video online showed protesters climbing stairs on the outside of the building. Police also making arrests. Federal officials are looking into yet another close call between planes.
This one happened at Reagan National Airport near Washington, D.C. An American Airlines plane had to cancel its takeoff to avoid colliding with another plane that was landing on an intersecting runway. The Federal Aviation Administration says it's investigating the Wednesday incident. An air traffic controller canceled the takeoff clearance for the American Airlines plane after a smaller plane was cleared to land on the intersecting runway. It's the second close call at Reagan National Airport in the past 6 weeks. Keith Peters reporting.
The rhetorical war on coal is back.
Recent moves by the Biden administration to rein in pollution and so-called climate change could hasten the closure of coal-fired power plants and the mines that supply them. Supporters say the changes are long overdue to address health problems from coal pollution. Republicans, though, say the result will be higher electricity prices and fewer lucrative coal jobs. The stakes are high in the Powder River Basin along the Montana-Wyoming border. It has the largest coal mines in the U.S. and a power plant that government officials say is a top emitter of toxic pollution. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
In Washington State, a statewide ban on most styrofoam containers goes into effect on Saturday, today. The Washington Department of Ecology says the ban is an expansion of a 2021 law that reduces single-use plastics in the state. Walgreens lowering prices on more than 1,300 items as part of its summer of savings, joining Target, Michaels, Walmart, and Amazon in announcing thousands of price cuts. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-504-8790. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-504-8790. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-504-8790.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
The 2024 Scripps National Spelling Bee was held Thursday night.
Bruhat Soma was unbeatable before he arrived at the Scripps National Spelling Bee, and neither the dictionary nor his competitors nor a lightning round tiebreaker challenged him on the way to victory.
Ramoneur.
R-A-M-O-N-E-U-R.
Aposiopesis.
A-P-O-S-I-O-P-E-S-I-S.
Abseil.
A-B-S-E-I-L.
Pathology.
Bruhat spelled 29 words correctly in the tiebreaker, beating Faison Zaki by 9 to win the title.
Bruhat Soma, you are the 2024.
I'm Norman Hall.
Ohio State Senate secures President Biden's place on the November presidential ballot and approved a bill Friday in a special session granting a temporary extension to the state's August 7th ballot certification deadline. It's because Biden won't be officially nominated until the Democratic Convention August 19th. News and analysis at townhall.com. Slovakia's Prime Minister Robert Fico is moved from a hospital 2 weeks after being seriously wounded in an assassination attempt.
The hospital said that...
Robertsica had been airlifted to the capital Bratislava and then taken home to continue his recovery. Security has been stepped up around his flat in the diplomatic district. Mr. Fica needed several operations after the shooting, which took place as he greeted supporters after a government meeting on the 15th of May. The attacker was arrested on the spot and was remanded in custody after appearing in court charged with premeditated attempted murder.
U.S. Postal Service is out with its list of the top cities for dog bites involving mail carriers. Los Angeles is number one on the list with 65 mail carriers bitten last year. Houston came in second, followed by Chicago, St. Louis, and Cleveland. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Redding Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
I'm Scott Schaffner, proud member of Reading West Rotary. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 17th annual Taste of Reading 2024, Sunday, June 9th, from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Bartosz, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Ashley Black. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 17th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 9th, at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
The Shasta College summer term will start June 10th, and priority registration has started. Contact a counselor and check out all the cool classes being offered this summer. Get a jump start on a degree or certificate, or get transfer ready by taking one of the many classes held this summer at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/admissions to get started.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
King on Holy Cow. The front page banner headline, a real banner headline in the Washington Fake Post, owned by the billionaire Democrat Jeff Bezos. who lost $70 million last year, but it's a Democrat Party front operation, and they have these centibillionaires working on their half because they're of the people, you know. Trump found guilty is the banner headline. Historic verdict in scheme to illegally influence 2016 election. That's the headline. And then lower on the front page, they have a photograph of a 2017 check to his own lawyer, Michael Cohen. And they say, well, in 2017, he paid his lawyer, and he was trying to influence the 2016 election. But gosh, did the money come from a campaign fund or a legal fund? That's pretty much it. Ask any Democrat what the president was found guilty of, and they won't be able to tell you. I've had this experience a couple of times since yesterday afternoon. It's extraordinary. Go ahead and ask any Democrat. Yeah, and they're celebrating. They're dancing in the street. They're changing genders. They're behaving strangely, even more strangely than they ordinarily behave. And it's quite amazing. And if you ask, this is the question that stumps them. What was he found guilty of again? Because that's amazing. And one response I got was being an arrogant jerk. I'm like, okay, well, that's not actually against the law, or half of our politicians would be in prison right now. And it's a federal offense, according to 18 U.S. Code 1001, quote, to use of a fraudulent document. Use of a fraud. Well, 136 years in prison. I think that's pretty interesting. 34 felony counts because of the use of a fraudulent document. Having to do with what again? And they can't tell you because this is Oonga Boonga, third world, bang the bongos, bang the log with sticks, kind of corruption of our political system, of our legal system. And honestly, I don't want to have to point things out to liberals all over the place, but somebody's going to have to. Pretty extraordinary stuff. In 2022, the Hillary Clinton campaign was fined by the federal campaign watchdog, the Federal Election Commission, because the Hillary Clinton campaign paid for the Steele dossier. But did they pay for the Steele dossier out of the right bucket of money? Was that a campaign expense? Was it a legal expense? Which was it? Well, it was a violation of FEC regulations, and therefore they paid a fine of $105,000. The Clinton campaign paid a fine, the DNC paid a fine of $105,000. The Clinton campaign paid a fine of $8,000. No trial, no felony charges, no nothing of the kind, and it's effectively the same thing. Which bucket of money did you use to pay for the Steele dossier? Was that a legal expense or a campaign expense? Huh, sound familiar? Interesting. But just a fine, one-day story, no big deal. Somebody else paid for it. Hillary didn't worry about it all. Yesterday she was out there gloating and the crowd was cheering. It is, it's quite amazing. Mm-mm-mm. The fundamental transformation of America has arrived. And now we're officially a third world country with a more or less first world economy, but that can't last either because of the $34 trillion in national debt. We are in difficult times, ladies and gentlemen, very difficult times. We're, of course, at 888-630-9625. And again, Joe Biden, we know Joe Biden. We have the evidence all over the place. It's abundant. There have been congressional hearings. We have the documents. We have the copies of the checks. We have the suspicious activity reports from the Treasury Department that Joe Biden and the Biden family have been sucking in millions of dollars from Ukraine and Russia and China and going through shell companies into Biden family accounts across the family. Not a big thing. Not a big thing when you're a Democrat. Quite extraordinary. Hillary Clinton, of course, also destroyed 33,000 emails, including classified documents that were on unsecured servers. She used BleachBit. She had other people do the work, of course. BleachBit, and had her own staffers using hammers to smash their BlackBerries and their iPhones to destroy the hard drives on them. And all of those emails were under subpoena by the U.S. Congress, but they were all destroyed, and that, too, was a one-day story. Pretty extraordinary stuff. Yes, sir. Mm-mm. Now, President Trump is a convicted felon. He can't own a firearm, And if he owns firearms, which he does, he's a hunter and a skeet shooter, and he's got to turn over all his firearms, and he lives in Florida, where as a convicted felon, he's not allowed to vote. He can't vote. We've got a lot for you on this topic today, a lot going on. Also, the Kansas City Chiefs, Super Bowl champs, are due to go to the White House today for the annual event when the Super Bowl and other sports teams go to the White House when they win the championship. And there's some controversy there because the kicker, you know, Harrison Butker, who took a shot at Joe Biden being a fake Catholic, a pro-abortion Catholic, and signing the cross when he's talking about abortion. Will Harrison Butker be at the White House today? America is on pins and needles. But back to President Trump, which is a historic event, and the world changed yesterday. The United States, America changed yesterday. American politics changed yesterday. American jurisprudence changed yesterday. Quite radically indeed. And there is a lot that we do not yet know where this is going to go. Now, President Trump is supposed to be sentenced by the same crooked judge who is a Joe Biden donor, whose daughter has taken in apparently now more than $100 million in donations based on letters they sent out about the trial of Donald Trump. Honestly, how third world can you get? But President Trump is due to be sentenced on July 11th by the same judge. And that is on the lead up, on the glide slope to the Republican National Convention this summer as well. We have a news media that is beside themselves. They're popping champagne. They're dancing on their Lucite desks. They can't get enough of it. They're thrilled. They're part of this, of course. They've been an important part of this for the Democrat Party's pursuit of their political enemies who they despise. It's really unhealthy how much they hate. Donald Trump is the object of their hatred, but it's much more broad than that, too, because, you know, Republican voters are going to destroy democracy and destroy the United States of America. This is what they say. And not the Democrats, who have undone our legal system, our political system, opened our border, flooded the country with millions, how many millions, nobody knows, 8 million, 10 million, 12 million illegal aliens, gang members, human traffickers, drug traffickers, more than 100,000 fatal drug overdoses every year in the United States, largely from fentanyl coming out of China. We have an administration that doesn't lift a finger to do anything about any of it. In fact, they're the ones that are facilitating all of it. And now they say, oh, no, look, the jury, they decided, and we have to respect the will of the 12 members of the jury with no deviation, no variation in thought among the 12 Manhattan jurors, where at least 85% of the populace voted for Joe Biden last time around. And, they, you know, New York City kind of threw itself in front of a subway train yesterday. It's an ugly thing. New York should be boycotted. New York, nobody should invest in New York. Sane people should leave New York City. New York is in shambles. But we're being told, well, you must respect the Soros bought and paid for prosecutor, a radical leftist, and the Joe Biden donor judge and his fundraising daughter, who is now doubtless a millionaire, raising now over $100 million for left-wing causes, and the judge donor, small dollar donor to Joe Biden and to left-wing, other left-wing causes, Act Blue and so on. And we're supposed to have complete respect for Alvin Bragg, right? And for Jose, the judge, the Biden donor, while at the same time, in the same breath, the Democrats are trashing the Supreme Court because there was a distress signal sent from the front yard of a Supreme Court justice and because the racist mob is still out to get Clarence Thomas. Amazing stuff. Trash the Supreme Court, but respect this decision out of New York City. It will be appealed. It will be overturned on appeal because it's so sloppy, but that doesn't matter. And we discussed this before yesterday's events, that all they care about is the headline, which you can find on every newspaper, across the United States of America. Trump found guilty, historic verdict, in scheme to illegally influence 2016 election after the 2016 election. Isn't that great? That's amazing stuff. And it's a matter of which bucket the payment to Michael Cohen came from. But when Hillary Clinton does the same thing to a much, much greater extent, and before the election, tampering with the election, with the dossier filled with lies and so on. And you talk about influencing the election. Let's round up those 51 so-called intelligence officials that signed on to that letter, which was an information operation run against the American people designed to influence and effectively sow the 2020 election. And penitentiary face Brennan ought to be sitting in a cell in an orange jumpsuit, the communist voting, Gus Hall voting CIA director under Barack Obama. Really remarkable things going on in the United States of America. And the New York Times, with their headline, convicted, comma, Trump blames judge, comma, jury, and a country, quote, gone to hell. I'll have the Donald Trump audio for you, of course. And then the New York Times in the headline has the word guilty followed by commas 34 times, well, 33 times, and then the 34th time it is a period. Remarkable stuff. So they couldn't be more excited. They're touching themselves. They're screwed up again because they've got another issue. They've already got enough issues, that's for sure. Remarkable stuff. And was he guilty of being an ignorant, arrogant jerk? Well, all right, let's apply that standard across the board, shall we? Remarkable things going on in the United States. And many believe, well, now Trump is guaranteed to be elected on November 5th. One thing's for sure, the future remains to be seen. We are at 888-630-9625.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Here's a sobering headline. New estimates show that there were more than 1 million abortions in 2023. We have to fight back against this evil. When they shout abortion, we shout life. How do we do that? We join hands with Preborn, one of the largest pro-life organizations in the country that sponsors ultrasounds for clinics in the highest abortion areas. When a mother considering abortion sees her baby on ultrasound and hears the heartbeat, it could double the baby's chance at life. Every day, Preborn rescues 200 unborn babies' lives. $28 could be the difference between life and death. Please join the fight by sponsoring 1, 2, 3, or 200 ultrasounds. All of your gifts are tax deductible. To donate, dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250, baby. Or visit preborn.com/plant. That's preborn.com/plant.
It's true. Under Joe Biden, an estimated 7 million migrants have crossed our border. Now, a top former leader at the Secret Service and Homeland Security is speaking out. His name is Charles Marino, and he warns America faces another 9/11, or even worse. Marino reveals that thousands of terrorist suspects have entered by crossing our border. It's all in his new best-selling book, Terrorists on the Border and in Our Country. This week, Rob Schmidt investigates the shocking danger and talks with Marino about the threat. Make sure you watch Rob's special series on Newsmax tonight. Millions are tuning into Newsmax for the news they can trust. Even President Trump says he's watching Newsmax and that it's terrific. Tune into Rob Schmidt tonight and find out about Charles Marino's allegations and the serious danger. Some experts believe something big could happen soon, so don't miss Newsmax tonight.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
Around the world, Children International and friends like you are giving children in poverty a chance to thrive by helping ensure access to healthcare, nutrition, and educational opportunities and support on their path to employment. Because every child deserves a chance to realize their full potential. Learn more about Children International by going to children.org today.
Advertisement sponsored by Allied Injury Group, not available in all states. This important message from Allied Injury Group reminds you that if you or someone you love was injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, you deserve financial compensation for your medical expenses, lost wages, pain, and suffering. Don't rely on insurance companies to look out for you. If you haven't spoken to an attorney, call our legal experts now. Work accident, truck accident, collision with an uninsured driver, or a slip and fall. Allied Injury Group has helped clients win hundreds of millions of dollars in damages. They're available 24/7 to take your call and fight for you. Remember, if you or someone you love suffered injuries in an accident that wasn't your fault, like being struck by a drunk driver, a collision with an 18-wheeler, were a victim of workplace negligence or more, get the financial compensation you deserve. Call Allied Injury Group for a free consultation now.
Call 800-894-6680. That's 800-894-6680. Again, 800-894-6680.
From groan-worthy dad jokes to patching up skinned knees, your one-of-a-kind dad deserves a gift guaranteed to take him to his happy place. Show him the love with a gift as unforgettable as he is. Omaha Steaks. Order the deluxe Father's Day gift package at omahasteaks.com. 20 unforgettable entrees plus 4 free burgers for just $89.99 when you use promo code SIZZLE at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code SIZZLE at checkout.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
All right, we're back. We're pulling together a couple of technical issues here this morning, too. But right now, let's go to the telephones. We've got, obviously, a great deal of interest in everything that's going on here. I'm going to have President Trump for you in a couple of minutes, what he said after the verdict yesterday. We're going to have President Trump during the course of the show. He's planning on coming out in the 11 a.m. hour and holding a press conference, and we're here for you on that. Boy, this is a day in history in the United States of America. Not a good day. It's kind of a Pearl Harbor day. And the Democratic Party isn't Democratic. These aren't liberals. This is the left. And they've got it in for the United States. I know they hate Donald Trump. I understand you're filled with hatred for Donald Trump. We can see that. I know you're not well, and I know you want to destroy the United States of America, but boy, oh boy. All right, let's take a phone call, Jeff. Jeff Wolf is in today for Michael Piercy. Let's go to Ray, calling from Manassas, Virginia, on line 6. Ray, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning. I want to talk to you about that jury.
Yes, sir.
You don't stick two lawyers in a jury like that and not expect those people to influence the outcome of the thing. Having been a Marine officer and done several court martials, I would have peremptorily challenged both of them off the court. Now, if you think you're having a heart attack and your three sources of confirmation of that is a doctor, an auto mechanic, and a pilot, which one of those people are you going to ask, hey, am I having a heart attack? That's what those lawyers did in that thing. They sat there and they told those jurors what they had to do. And the jurors said, yes, ma'am, may I have another?
Well, and it's, of course, a Manhattan jury pool, which is it is literally the most Democrat voting county in the United States of America. with a...
That's not a jury pool. That's a cesspool.
It's a lynch mob, and it's all of this is by design, and they've still got more lynch mobs standing by across the United States. The Democrats do with radicals, and you know, look, the prosecutor ran on the premise that he would lynch Donald Trump, and he didn't say what the charges would be. He said, "Elect me, and I will convict Donald Trump of a crime." This is Soviet Union style jurisprudence. Joseph Stalin's KGB chief, Leventi Beria, famously saying, "Show me the man and I'll show you the crime." And that's what Alvin Bragg did here. This is as un-American as anything we've ever seen. And we've got a Democrat Party and a news media, but I repeat myself, better celebrating like schoolgirls in the street.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
News media, the most corrupt institution in the United States of America, they're a huge, huge part of the problem here because they're corrupt Democrats and nothing more that have secured positions with news organizations, so-called. And honestly, I think just start charging Joe Biden with various crimes and sort out the legitimacy of those charges later on. Go to the most conservative counties and cities that you can find, the most conservative states, get the state attorneys general and the prosecutors everywhere across the country to just file charges today against Joe Biden so that he's got to start defending himself in all 50 states. Does that seem unfair? Oh, fairness. What an interesting idea. Fairness. But I think that that's a good idea, and it would demonstrate. So first of all, there are all kinds of crimes that I believe the Biden family has committed when it comes to taking in millions and millions of dollars from Ukraine and one of the stands and from Russia and from China and beyond. But somehow, even though it's been investigated on Capitol Hill, the Republicans play by the America's Queensberry rules, and they never play bare knuckles hardball politics the way that the Democrats do. And that should be over now. That should be over as of today. Am I right? I think I'm right. Now, Judge Juan Merchan could sentence President Trump to a great many years in prison. There are some who are saying, well, there's a cap of 20 years in how long he could be sentenced to prison at the age of 79. And, wow. I don't know, how long could Joe Biden be sentenced? He should be arrested today. He should be in cuffs. Let's have a brawl down at the White House. Let's send in state officials from, let's go with Virginia. They're nearby. Republican governor. Let's start charging Joe Biden with crimes. Sort it all out later. Yeah, looking at the July 11th sentencing by Judge Juan Merchan, the Biden donor, the Act Blue donor, the guy who didn't entertain the objections of the defense in the same way that he entertained the objections of the prosecution, who didn't allow the expert witness from the Federal Election Commission, who would have come out and said, well, there was no crime committed here as an expert in federal election law, and then this whole thing would have been thrown out. But the judge put so many restrictions on that expert witness that the defense decided it would be pointless and useless to even invite Bradley Smith on from the FEC as an expert witness to bring him in, because the judge, Juan Merchan, Democrat Party operative posing as a judge, put somebody, no, you can't ask him about whether that would be legal or not. You can't. I mean, it's the whole point of bringing in the expert witness, and the judge restricted the questions that could be asked of Bradley Smith of the Federal Elections Commission to the point where the defense said, well, then there's no point in even having him as an expert witness, because a corrupt Biden donor judge who put his, not his thumb, his elbow on the scale throughout the entire trial, made sure that it would have been pointless to bring in Bradley Smith from the Federal Election Commission as an expert witness. Pretty extraordinary stuff. Mm-mm-mm. And again, the Hillary Clinton comparison, the Joe Biden comparison. Justice is not blind. Justice is cheating. Justice is corrupt in the United States of America. On a federal level and on a state level, on a New York City level, because the left is in charge. They're not liberals. They don't respect the Bill of Rights. They don't respect the rule of law. They respect power, and they abuse power. All right, now let's go to President Trump, because after the verdict came down, and it was quite a remarkable thing, after the verdict came down, President Trump exited the courthouse and walked to the microphones. He didn't take any questions, but I think that was the right thing in the moment. He is going to take questions today while we're on the air, and we're going to be grabbing that for you in real time. Now, President Trump, soundbite number 7, President Trump leaving the courthouse, coming to the microphones. Are you worried about going to jail? The reporters are Democrats too, and they're active, loudmouth, unintelligent, unserious, which is normal now for journalists covering these matters. Are you worried about going to jail? Oongala boongala. Honestly, President Trump arrived at the microphones.
This was a disgrace. This was a rigged trial by a conflicted judge who was corrupt. It's a rigged trial, a disgrace. They wouldn't give us a venue change. We were at 5% or 6% in this district, in this area. This was a rigged, disgraceful trial. The real verdict is going to be November 5th by the people. And they know what happened here, and everybody knows what happened here.
It was, I would say, from where I sit, it was a rigged trial. I'd say that this whole lynching has been a Democrat Party with a long history of lynching, mostly black people, the Democrat Party. But they are abusing the power of the courts, of the judicial system. They have corrupted our judicial system. They've corrupted our political system. This is their, look, they're doing badly in the polls. You see that Joe Biden is doing badly in the polls with voters between 18 and 29. That's supposed to be a warm area for them. Doing badly with African-American men, doing badly with Latino voters, who he calls Latinx voters, because he's severely brain damaged and not up to the job of being president of the United States. Doing badly in every key swing state, seven key swing states. And the Democrats are wetting their bed. I played James Carville talking about how his wife has switched him to rubber sheets because of all the bedwetting. And the MSDNC and beyond, they're talking about all the bedwetting going on out there and how the bedwetting is legitimate because they should be in a panic. They should be freaking out. And this is their response, is to abuse the power that they have where they have the power to abuse and target their political enemies, as we saw earlier this year in Venezuela with the commies there pulling their primary opponent off the ballot, which is what the Democrats are doing here. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the Democrats are working to pull him off the ballot. They've worked to get Donald Trump off the ballot in key states across the United States, because they don't want a fair fight. They don't want a legitimate election. They want to win, to secure power, to open our borders, to bring in the fentanyl, the child sex trafficking, the gangs from Venezuela and from Central America. Speaking of which, today, who's going to court today? The murderer from Georgia of Lake and Riley, the illegal alien that murdered Lake and Riley, is going into court today, and she would be alive were it not for Democrat Party policies. 22-year-old Lake and Riley murdered by an illegal alien waved into the country by Joe Biden and the Democrats. And that criminal illegal alien is going into court today in Georgia. And that is entirely because of the Democratic Party that she was murdered. Man accused of killing Lake and Riley due in court Friday for plea hearing. Out of Athens, Georgia, Jose Ibarra, 26 years old. His brother is in the country illegally too and has been arrested again and again and is a Venezuelan gang member. And that's okay with the Democrats because, you know, you got to break a few eggs to make an omelet. And some Lake and Rileys are going to have to be murdered. Some Ruby Garcias are going to have to be murdered by illegal aliens in the country. The list goes on and on. It's a lengthy list. It honestly is, and growing every day. President Trump outside the courthouse yesterday, his first chance to get a few things off his chest.
You have a Soros back DA, and the whole thing, we didn't do a thing wrong. I'm a very innocent man, and it's okay. I'm fighting for our country. I'm fighting for our Constitution.
It's okay. Now, one of his lawyers was on the television this morning. He said when the verdict came down and when they went and met outside of the courtroom moments later, said his lawyers were more upset than he was, that he was calm and cool. It was Todd Blanche, his attorney, who said Donald Trump was just calm, cool, focused, and ready to go to the next step. Remarkable things, President Trump, yesterday.
Our whole country is being rigged right now. This was done by the Biden administration in order to wound or hurt an opponent, a political opponent. And I think it's just a disgrace. And we'll keep fighting. We'll fight till the end and we'll win.
And he's not kidding. Now, he's now free to get back on the campaign trail, perhaps ironically. Extraordinary stuff. President Trump on the State of the Nation.
We're a nation in decline, serious decline. Millions and millions of people pouring into our country right now from prisons and from mental institutions, terrorists, and they're taking over our country.
Not that we have a legitimate news media that's covering the important issues that that face the American people. President Trump.
We have a country that's in big trouble, but this was a rigged decision right from day one with a conflicted judge who should have never been allowed to try this case, never. And we will fight for our Constitution. This is long from over. Thank you very much.
Why did you go and vote for it? Make it down.
Are you going to drop out? You believe the rule of law? Because the jury? Are you going to drop out?
I remember reporters yelling questions. They don't do that much with Biden. They know he can't hear, and if he could hear, he couldn't answer. Hatred is a very powerful emotion. It's what's driving the Democrat Party. And they abuse their power at every turn. They've corrupted the American judicial system. They've corrupted the American political system. There's an election later this year. I'd like to take our country back. How about you?
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
So many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy. It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/America or text America to 511-511. Text America to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day sale and get 30% off paints and stains from May 24th through June 3rd. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is an urgent announcement for anyone that's $10,000 or more in debt. Before you make another minimum payment, you need to know there are special programs that can completely free you of your debt. Total Financial Freedom can help you become debt-free in months instead of years. Resolve your credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and timeshares. Call Total Financial Freedom now at 800-832-2366 for a free consultation. For 17 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands thousands get out of debt. You can feel confident when calling because Total Financial Freedom is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Battling for years and years stuck in the endless cycle of minimum payments could take decades. You have the right to get your debt resolved and substantially reduce your monthly payments. Call Total Financial Freedom now at 800-832-2366. That's 800-832-2366. 800-832-2366. Not available in all states.
From groan-worthy dad jokes to patching up skinned knees, your one-of-a-kind dad deserves a gift guaranteed to take him to his happy place. Show him the love with a gift as unforgettable as he is. Omaha Steaks. Order the deluxe Father's Day gift package at omahasteaks.com. 20 unforgettable entrees plus 4 free burgers for just $89.99 when you use promo code SIZZLE at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com. Code SIZZLE at checkout. Omaha Steaks. America's original butcher.
Is your child struggling with reading and comprehension? Call the USA Reading Clinic. In less than 20 minutes, the USA Reading Clinic can explain exactly why your child struggles with reading and how to correct the problem. In the first free call, the USA Reading Clinic will prove that your child can actually read at normal or advanced levels.
All I can say is if you have a child who's struggling, I can tell you it absolutely works.
Call for more information. 800-200-4028. That's 800-200-4028.
Advertisement sponsored by Allied Injury Group, not available in all states. This important message from Allied Injury Group reminds you that if you or someone you love was injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, you deserve financial compensation for your medical expenses, lost wages, pain, and suffering. Don't rely on insurance companies to look out for you. If you haven't spoken to an attorney, call our legal experts now. Work accident, truck accident, collision with an uninsured driver, or a slip and fall. Allied Injury Group has helped clients win hundreds of millions of dollars in damages. They're available 24/7 to take your call and fight for you. Remember, if you or someone you love suffered injuries in an accident that wasn't your fault, like being struck by a drunk driver, a collision with an 18-wheeler, were a victim of workplace negligence or more, get the financial compensation you deserve. Call Allied Injury Group for a free consultation now.
Call 800-894-6680. That's 800-894-6680. Again, 800-894-6680.
I was just looking up the woman in Venezuela that was taken off the ballot there by the commies. And, you know, now we live in Venezuela because the left has taken over the Democrat Party. Let's go to Teresa calling from Olney, Maryland. Teresa, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, Chris. Thanks so much. I wanted to tell you, because you were talking about liberals are celebrating this conviction. Well, a friend of mine on Facebook, who is a former teacher of my youngest son, had 34 cupcakes that she was sharing with her family and friends yesterday.
Because they're excited and it's like a little birthday celebration?
Yeah. And I don't normally do this on social media. I didn't tag her, but after listening to Larry and Patrice today, I invited her to listen to WMAL. I even said there are some ridiculous people on my, you know, in my newsfeed today sharing that they're celebrating with cupcakes. I didn't say you know who you are, I didn't tag her, but this is what you call friendly fire.
Well, it's very civil and very polite.
I'm not going to go on her page because she has the right to speak. However, we can and we should rebuttal as the way we need to. And hey, I'm inviting her to listen to our great WMAL, and I'm a proud Real Wives, and I listen to you guys every day. It saves me from my sanity.
Today's a tough one, Teresa. There's no doubt about that. And I think you've been a classic, Real Housewives of WMAL, and you've done the polite thing and the civil thing, and you're inviting her nicely to, to learn and to take in different perspectives.
Yes, she needs it.
She needs it. Teresa, thank you very much for the call, and God bless you. God save the Republic. Let me grab Debbie calling from Jacksonville, Florida. Debbie, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Debbie. I listen to you quite often when I'm home, and I always watch your show at night. And, yes, it is a very depressing day. We heard the news last night. We immediately donated $100 to Trump. We went home and we flew our Trump 2024 flag, which I have to say in our neighborhood, it is silent. People used to hang those flags and it's quiet and I think we're scared. But I'd like to start a movement and I'd like this to be broadcasted. When they say convicted felon, we say political prisoner.
Well, I tell you, you know, other political leaders that have been jailed by the political opposition include Nelson Mandela and Lech Walesa. We're very much becoming a third world country because the left is the third world everywhere they go in the world. There's a great deal yet to get to today. Don't go anywhere.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.